$15 minimum wage and go home and fucking smoke some Prozac.
Natural selection. The process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest. A process which had once favored the noblest traits of man now began to favor different traits.
Fuck the floating car. We want the shit sperm car. Everybody's got shit. Everybody's got sperm. Where's the problem?
Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction. A dumbing down.
I have to jerk off and do it repeatedly. No time for emails and whatnot.
How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species. Lunatic Radio.
You know, my buddy said to me last night, he listened to last week's show, and he said he literally lost some brain cells listening to it.
Do you understand we're on the radio?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I like your show, LOL.
Yeah, I just ran across your show, and I loved what I saw.
Hello? Idiocracy starts here with lunaticradio.com.
Well, not talking into microphones, at least to death.
All right.
Trying to get people interested in this radio show, lunaticradio.com. 7 years going and people still don't know what the website is.
What a fuck. Fucking dope.
Flying fuck face fucks. Fuck.
Fuck yourself.
Oh, look at you. You're participating.
I am.
I like it. I like it. It's a pretty good show.
I love this show.
Overmodulation. Dead air.
This is why I love doing radio, because we can just joke about all this crap. And all you have to do is make people laugh and you're cool. Hello, everybody.
Yo!
Gear Rock, lunaticradio.com show, broadcasting live from New York. Hanging with you on a Sunday afternoon. It's daylight savings. Turn the clocks back, right?
Or was care?
It was last week.
It's so stupid.
It's all dark outside
it's the
now.
It's so pointless. Fuck the farmers. Fuck you, farmers. Fuck them. It's fucked up.
Apparently.
I hate it.
Okay. Apparently, Rock's in a tiff today. Email us at the show.
I gotta pay attention this week.
Yeah, no, it sucks for you, right? Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNE, that's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. No Joshy Jingles, he's still in Japan. He'll be home for the next broadcast. He'll be back. Word him up. So it's just me and Rock chilling out today. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff and have some fun. That's how we do it, right?
Seriously, though, it's pointless. Arizona doesn't do it.
No.
Parts of Indiana don't do it.
They are ahead of the times in Arizona. They
it's
know.
It's fucking pointless. Just give it up. Just fucking, you stupid-ass farmers, just wake up at different hours.
People in
fuck
Arizona,
you.
Just say, fuck yourself. I'm too lazy to turn my clock back or forward. Whatever you gotta do, just leave us out of it. That's what Arizona says.
Well, no, Arizona, because there's no real farming in Arizona, because it's fucking desert land.
Mm.
So, they're like, well, we don't have any farms, so what
they
the fuck
farm the dirt, Rock.
They farm dirt and
crystal meth. That's what they do in Arizona.
But farming meth, you could do that in complete darkness. People matter of fact, they prefer that.
People on meth, when they farm meth, they really don't care what time it is.
Seriously, exactly.
It's always a good time for crystal meth. That's what they think.
That's how they roll.
See, people that do the corn and fucking tomatoes and potato plants and blah, 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 they need to, like, stick to a clock for some reason.
Yeah, Rob's right. In Arizona, they water their crops with Prondo. Prondo!
It's got electrolytes, and you need those.
You do.
You need a lot of Prondo when you live in Arizona, because you just sweat your electrolytes out.
You don't use water, because water's in toilets.
No, you're right. Ask somebody, next time you meet somebody from Arizona, ask them what they drink. And if you bring up the word water, they'll punch you in the face. They're going to punch you in the face.
Water's for fucking faggots and toilet bowls.
Water's for loads. Big, big shit. By the way, talking about shit. I just, like, 1 second before the show took an explosive just...
I was wondering what happened to you.
Oh, man.
I was wondering.
I just let one out. In a turtle. 2 minutes to airtime. My ass is like, dude, we gotta go. We gotta go.
It's that coffee. All right, you can lower it a little bit.
No, it's okay.
God, it's so loud.
I want people to hear the crap I took.
It's disgusting.
Yum. Yum.
Right.
Couple more. I'm still shitting, Rock. There we go. There it is. That's what I wanted to get out. Oh, God. All right. Enough. Thanks. I feel better now, Rock. That's what I'm saying. I'm ready to do the radio show.
I see.
Now that I took a shit.
I see.
And that's no joke. I just, I had to do like a courtesy flush and about 80 wipes. I wasted a whole roll of toilet paper in there.
Yeah, I was wondering because you said I got to go take a piss. I was like, all right, he'll be quick. And
yeah, I got
it. It was a little bit longer.
You know what happens when you go into the bathroom, your mind's like, your pee-pee's going, I gotta relieve something. You know, I got a little urge.
Oh, you didn't know you were going to take a shit.
No, but
you were just going in for the piss.
But what?
Then the door started knocking. It's like.
So you stand in front of the bowl and all of a sudden you hear. Yeah, it's your ass calling. You better sit down. We need to talk.
We gotta talk.
And your ass just starts, you know, blurting out its own word. You know?
Oh, that's the worst.
Word them up, yeah. Ass piss is what I just had.
Ass piss.
In the toilet.
It's all that coffee you drink.
Word them up. Another thing we have to play for everybody right off the top of the show.
Oh, what are we playing?
Most important news of the day.
Ooh.
Would be
Obama?
The
Obama president?
No,
fuck
fucking
that.
President Schmezident.
Oh, that's
what I say.
That's what he says.
We got to do this because it's once again time on the radio show, that time of the year again where we do the Rocket Bar Night promo.
Oh, that's right.
The famous Rocket Bar Night promos. Now I don't have the other ones because they're just not worth.
What? I think they're totally good. I put a lot of time and effort, 30 seconds, on each one.
All right, maybe, hold on, give me a second.
Yeah, that's all right,
I'll bring them up.
I can talk about how fuck daylight savings. Again, I'll say it again, it's pointless. We're in the fucking 21st century. Quit it already. If you're a fucking farmer, you just wake up at a different hour. Thank you. Fucking ruin 99% of society.
All right, here's an example.
American society.
We've had 6 bar nights so far. We're going on our 6th. We've had 5
yes.
So far. And Rocket, every time we have a bar night, he is the man who takes control of making the promo. And he did such a good job the first time around that he kind of had to outdo himself. They're in like wacky, funny promos. Everybody seems to enjoy them. It sets the tone for the bar night where we go out to the bar and hang out. And all the listeners come and they chill out and we all have a fun time. And here's the promo from the last one, Bar Night 5, to give you an idea of what we're getting at.
Yeah, let's feel it. Get it. It's bar night. Punk. Ass. No. Face. Bar night five, if we don't really have a name. Bar night five, Spinkle, S, N, D, A. Bar night five, come on.
They get the idea. They're fun. They're festive. It gets you pumped up for the bar night. It gets you pumped to come out and join us for the bar nights. You kind of dance to them. You play this when you got your iPod plugged into your car and you're driving down the road. You hear the bar night promo. You start jamming out in the car. Don't lie. Don't lie to us. You know you do.
I don't really have
I don't rock
address.
It, I do.
It's okay, you just show up and don't die. Good advice. Bar night. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Lunatic Radio Bar Night at Thunder Jackson's 169 Bleecker Street in New York.
Right, let's cut, yeah, let's cut
old,
that off.
You're a little confused.
Don't go to that one. Yeah. That's not
That's not the right one.
Yeah, we'll make it clear. Now we have the new Bar Night
that's
promo
for this one
for Bar Night 6, which is next Saturday,
November 15th, 2008,
at dusk.
Dusk
Lounge in Manhattan. Here is everybody. Enjoy this one. Rockets Latest installment to the Bar Night promos is for Bar Night 6 at Dusk Lounge, November 15th, 8:30 start time. Here we go, the Bar Night promo, everybody.
November 15th is Bar Night. You should be there, don't be gay. It's a lot of fun. Just when you think it's done,
no!
We keep drinking some more. It's Dusk Lounge. Ooh. That's where we drink and have lots of fun. Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street at Dusk Lounge. Ooh. It's at 8 p.m. or around then. Don't forget, it's in Manhattan. Just try to be there with your Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street, Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street, Dusk Lounge. Don't forget, it's November 15th and don't die. Dusk Lounge.
I am an idiot. I need help.
By the way, I gotta say, that's my favorite one of
really?
All time. You outdo yourself every time.
I'm glad I do something for the show.
You know, the last one, Bar Night 5, the whole, like, you know, the 70s music.
White Lines, man. White Lines.
Yeah, White Lines. It got me pumped up. You want to dance to it. But this one kind of makes me want to play video games, which is a cool thing. Because I do that by myself, if I ever did play a video game.
You don't play video games
whatever.
By yourself.
But it's a good promo. That's
Thank
what I'm
you.
Saying. That's what I'm getting around to.
Gets to the point. And you won't forget it. See, that's the whole key to these promos, is you don't forget it. Woo-oo. Can I put a little enthusiasm into it?
By the way, the name of the bar is not Dusk Lounge Woo-oo.
Oh.
It's Google. Dusk Lounge.
Yeah, don't Google Woo-oo.
Yeah. Looking at for that bar name Woo-oo.
Rob likes the chalet one.
The chalet one.
Remember the chalet one? That was a good one.
I wonder if I have that. I can try to find the chalet one. I don't think I have that one.
Yeah, that's a little old. But it's on the, if you go to the blog, lunaticradio.com/blog, and type in chalet or something like that, you'll find the show and we play that promo.
I think
Terrible
I just have the music for it.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, that was just the song.
Yeah,
but that's how it starts.
Yeah, it's very low key. Rock changes us up every, you know.
You know, I try to fit it to, you know, the bar night or have some sort of like little hook. See, it's called Dusk Lounge, so I immediately thought of DuckTales,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, if you didn't know, that was actually the Nintendo.
I like it. We're doing kind of the behind the music of
the
bar night, bar night promos.
Yeah, really,
so
really
tell us, Rock, what were you thinking of when you created this masterpiece? I'll play it again.
Right.
And you can talk over it and tell people.
Oh, I can break it down.
You can break it down.
Segment. I see.
Let's do that and waste some more time on the radio show.
That's how we do it.
Right, come on.
Filler.
Here. Go ahead, Rob.
So, yeah, I was thinking about Dusk Lounge and DuckTales, you know, kind of work. So that was my.
I see what you're saying there. I hear it.
Don't be gay.
So I needed a filler there, so I said don't be gay, because we say that a lot.
Right, right. And people, like, they like to hear something that they remember from the show.
Right, don't be gay. You know, like, the last one is don't hit a deer. That was in Bar Night 5. That was, like, that catch line. This is don't be gay.
Don't be gay.
You think it's done. No. We keep drinking some more.
Now, see, that's a good little thing that I put in there. Because last Bar Night, we were there for some, I don't know, like, 8 hours?
8 hours.
So, just when we thought we were done, we looked at our watches, and it was only, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's still drinking time.
You still keep going.
You got 3 more hours of drinking to do.
So that was like, that was, I actually put some thought into that line.
Okay.
You know, not just the
woo.
Film.
All right, the woo-woo thing. Where'd you get that?
Well,
where'd you get the inspiration to do the woo?
That's actually taken from the DuckTales song.
Mm-hmm.
DuckTales, woo. They actually say that.
Wow.
See?
It's like a little parody.
Yes, right, exactly.
I like it, Rob.
See where I'm going there?
DuckTales was a great movie. I'm surprised it didn't get
actually,
a couple of nods.
No, you're thinking of the fucking Mighty Ducks.
Oh, Mighty Ducks. No, I'm thinking of DuckTales. Didn't they have... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Howard the Duck.
Wow.
Hoo-hoo.
All right.
It would have been hoo-hoo.
Hoo-hoo.
You know.
It's where we drink and have lots of fun. Dusk Lounge. Hoo-hoo.
Oh, wait. Did you just boo Dusk Lounge right there?
No, I said hoo-hoo.
All right. Okay.
I know it sounds like a
Everyone's
boo-hoo.
Sweaty for street at Dusk Lounge.
Hoo-hoo. All right, here we go.
It's at 8 p.m. or around.
Okay, they can stop it there. See, now... Because you've been saying 8:30, but who starts anything at 8:30? So I said, let me say 8 p.m. Mm. And it kind of, 8:30, it kind of Sounds clumsy.
Yeah, you know, this time around I was going to say 8:22, but
you know, I
figured you rounded out 8:30, right. But no, you say 8.
Well, I had to say 8 so it wasn't so clumsy in the song or around then.
You know what? How about we just say be there? Be there.
Be there.
What time? Be there. Be
I like that. Mm-hmm. But see, I, like for behind the music, I needed something that would flow, so I said 8 or around then, which then followed up with the next line, mm-hmm. which is
let's hold on to our seats here.
Here we go.
It's in Manhattan.
See how that kind of works?
Wow, I like it.
Dust Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street. Dust Lounge. Ooh. Mm-hmm. 147 West 24th Street. Dust Lounge.
It's got a nice
lounge.
Little ring to it. I like it.
Don't forget, it's November 15th, and don't die, Dust Lounge.
You know, and if we do the behind the bar night promos, there's always a point where Rocket hits his bottom. Now, I don't know when that's going to happen. He's just on a high right now.
Right now, I'm doing high. And just a couple of the things is don't...
Maybe around bar night 11, you'll start hitting your bottom, and then things change.
Yeah, I'll just do like some really like slow song. And
What's the cliche line the guy always used, the VO guy for behind the musics? They were high as a kite, had the world in the palm of their hand.
And then they hit bottom.
And then things happened.
Yeah. See, and then there was also the classic line, don't die, because I always mention people, don't die.
All right.
This is an unofficial bar night, so you can't die.
Can't die.
And if you're...
Well, you can die.
You
we just
can.
Have no responsibility over it.
But just the gag is to just don't die at bar night.
Right.
You know? And one other little thing I did in it, just to fill a little extra time.
Yeah, fill a little bit more.
Was in the chorus, I actually had a verse kind of extend into the chorus. And I said, you know, bring your drinking shoes.
Right.
Because you should bring your drinking shoes to bar night.
You know what? I got
not
about...
Not your dancing shoes, your drinking shoes.
I'm Irish, Rock. I got about 15 pairs of drinking shoes.
Seriously?
And they're all covered in vomit.
You don't clean them, huh?
No.
You just buy new shoes.
No, you know what you do? You puke on them, and then you hang them on your wall as a little remembrance.
Schneike's got it. Where are they now? / behind the music. Rocket story. Rocket is now turning tricks, homeless, and sucking cock for crack. That's what happens when I hit bottom with my promos.
Most people like to take a little photo of a good time. I like to puke on my shoes and save those. I don't need photos to remember the good time I have. I just take a look at the shoes with puke on them, and I'm like, hey, that was a good time.
Oh, I see. You're like, oh, I remember that. That was last March. That was a good fucking time.
That was January 06. That was fucking wrecked.
You see, like, a little piece of pizza nibble left that's been, like, fucking regurgitated.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was good pizza.
Yeah, of course.
I see how you work.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Fuck photos. Throw up on shoes. You keep those. That's how you remember good times out. I see.
Right. So we got the bar night, everybody. It's November 15th at Dusk Lounge in Manhattan. Start time, between 8 and 9. We'll be there.
Ooh, we'll already be there.
Yeah, just be there.
Yeah.
Start time is be there. It's at nighttime. Don't show up in the morning because no one's going to be there.
Well, the place probably ain't even be open.
Right. You'll be sitting.
Yeah.
So we want you all to come out. You know, it's just a night to get out, all of us to hang out together. We don't really do that much, right?
Right.
Not all three of us, me, Rock, and Josh. We never really get out together. But, come on out. It's a night to hang out with the listeners, share some laughs, get some drinks, look at some chicks.
It's a solid night to me, sir.
It's a fun time, man. Yeah. Fun time.
I've never been at a bar night where I'm like, damn, this sucked. Although, at the chalet one when I was stuck with the bill, but that won't happen again.
I was just about to say, if you don't have a lot of cash, come out anyway. Who cares? You'll find somebody to buy you a drink.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to wait for people to get a little bit loaded.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, fuck, you're on the message board, dude.
Here's a drink. Drinks.
Yeah. Oh, you're fucking sarcastic? What? Oh, yeah. I love that post you did. Here's a Budweiser.
Exactly. And that's not even a joke. That's really what happens.
That's what happens.
You see some boobs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good time.
You find some sketchy listeners. You do a little drugs. Come on. That's fun.
What?
That happens, all right. I'm sure. I don't know.
You know what's funny about this place we're going to? It has like these one-sided mirrors. So while you're taking a piss, you can actually see out into the bar.
That's a bad idea because I might be in that urinal all night just mixing up one. Show me how you suck a guy's cock. That's a bad idea.
I think you're getting dinner this far night. I think you're bringing back dinner. Oh, you can have a little dinner?
I don't know if I'm having dinner.
That's an old
dessert.
Oh, look at you. Wow! Look at you. So come on out to Barnett. It is fun.
Yeah.
It is a good time.
Oh, here's the one.
Show me how you suck a guy's cock. Show me with your mouth. Show me with your mouth.
That'll be Kieran from inside the bathroom talking to some chick outside the bathroom via
glass. Show me how you suck a guy's cock. Show me how you suck a guy's cock.
Kieran's gonna come out at one point, just be like, I did it, dude.
All I'll need to do is stand in the urinal, look through the mirror, back out at the bar, and watch a girl drink a beer, and I'm done. That's my bar night. Spit in the bathroom. I like this dusk lounge.
And also, the chicks have it, too. It's kind of funny. The bathroom's towards the back. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we'll probably start out in the back. We're going to get there rather early. We'll just hang out in the back because it's kind of quieter. There's couches up front and the pool table's up front.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a long, slender bar, but we'll just go towards the back.
Slender. I like that.
Slender.
Slender's a good word.
Yeah, it's a nice word. It's a $2 word for our show. So is the...
All right, so that's the bar night, everybody. November 15th, Dusk Lounge.
You'll hear that
DuskLounge.com. You'll hear this promo throughout the podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah.
About 100 million times. And a couple other things that Rory sent me, I guess.
Oh, Rory sent stuff?
Yeah, he sent me promos for a show.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, everybody, we'll take a break. It's Kira Rock hanging out with you today. Chill out show. Got some good stuff to talk about, so stick around, all right?
November 15th is... night. You should be there, don't be gay. It's a lot of fun. Just when you think it's done,
no!
We keep drinking some more. It's Dusk Lounge. Ooh. That's where we drink and have lots of fun. Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street at Dusk Lounge. Ooh. It's at 8 p.m. or around then. Don't forget, it's in Manhattan. Just try to be there with your Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street, Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street, Dusk Lounge. Don't forget, it's November 15th and don't die. Dusk Lounge.
Hello, Ted Stryker here.
He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
You've stopped masturbating just long enough to listen to lunaticradio.com.
Sure, I masturbate. Yeah, I jerk off. Damn straight. I yank it, rub it, pull it, and stroke it.
Nice to know you've met your goal for the day, huh?
Something's wrong with you.
Lunaticradio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're...
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the show, says Josh Gogan.
Wow, third person. Fact have approved.
Yeah.
going to be doing next Saturday night, November 15th, the bar night. Celebrating nothing, everybody.
That's right.
Sure, we're going to be feeling okay, too.
Showing off.
It's Kia Rock hanging out with you on the LunaticRadio.com show.
What up?
Sunday night schmooze, everybody. That's what we like to say. Thank you, Steve Summers. Josh is still off in Japan.
But he'll be there for bar night.
He'll be there for bar night. He'll be there.
So will Heidi. So will a cast and crew of others.
Yeah, Heidi will be there. It was Heidi's birthday this week, too.
Heidi, happy birthday!
Happy to Heidi, friend of the show.
This past Friday.
By the way, we're going to open up the phone lines. So for the people listening live in the chat room, this is why you got to listen live to the show if you ever get a chance. Times we open up the phone lines, you can call in and check us out. You know, the other times when we don't open up the phone lines, it's because we have shit to do.
Right. That's a good
very
point.
Honest with you on the show. We got nothing to do much. I mean, I got a good story to tell, but
that's about it.
Yeah. Other than that, we're going to be talking about like incest and shit.
We already covered the shit part.
Yes.
Sorry, we're down to incest.
This is CNN, people. Come on. We don't have much. Here we go. The phone lines are open for the people in the chat room, so if you want to chime in anything we're talking about, feel free to call in. All
maybe
right?
Just to say hi or like to interact in the story we're talking about, you know?
Yeah.
Or incest.
But, you know, when you call into the show, have something. Just don't go, hey, it's fucking Timmy. What's up, guys?
Well, what? To me, it says we have at least one listener.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying have something for the show. Have something to add. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, like ask a question.
Yeah.
It could be about us.
Yeah. Just have a tidbit, something, an anecdote, blah, 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 blah.
That's fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, some of our listeners, they'll send us emails saying, hey, it's 10:30 on a Sunday morning. I think I got an email like that this week. It's somewhere around here.
Email wants to know who's bringing the blow to bar night.
You are.
Not that blow. How do you feel about the gay marriage not being passed in California?
You know, it hurts me. It hurts me.
Yeah. All right.
Because,
what?
You know, it just does.
Did you see that footage of that couple that tried to get married right before it was not permitted? And they're all crying as they're like holding each other. It's kind of sad. It's a little sad.
Here's the email. Well, it's Sunday, 10:30 a.m. I'm drinking already. I hope I make the show at least. I got a Red Bull, maybe a nap. That is the email verbatim. It's from Ian. Those are the emails we get, people. That's
I like it.
By the way,
it's more than I do on the show.
I am 79% into downloading some Halloween porn. We talked about that on last week's show, that I wanted to watch some Halloween porn on Halloween night.
Right.
And some listeners chimed in. They listened to the show. They sent me a couple links I can download to get some Halloween porn. Apparently, a couple zombies banging each other.
Stop!
So maybe if I get a chance to upload this and blah, 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 we'll listen to a little bit of Halloween porn on the show today.
By the way, speaking about porn, when I came in... this afternoon to the studio, I sat down, had to do some work at Kieran's computer.
Yes.
And Kieran like quickly jogs over, says, oh, let me get that out of the way.
It's my jacking loop, Rock.
This fucking jacking loop is like sitting there like, still open. The cap's still open.
I never close the cap. I just leave it open.
It's like right there, like staring at me like, I was just used.
That's how good of friends we are, Rock. I could leave my jacking loop open and your head could be fucking 2 inches away from it.
I didn't even notice it. That was the thing. I was like right there.
Our buddy Joshy Jingles there is off in Japan, and he actually sent us some audio of him in Japan. Now, he sent us a bunch of clips. It's just audio, really.
Hentai film?
And apparently he was at some sort of like chanting parade thing, and I don't know what to do with that. This is it.
This is actual audio from Japan.
This is audio from Josh in Japan. And, well, there you go. He's at some sort of seance, it sounds like. You know what this reminds me of? It kind of gives me the feeling that Josh is on, like, hands and knees in the middle of like some sort of tribal circle, and he's gonna be sacrificed like that cow from Apocalypse Now. It's scary. And here's like the climax. like a power? It's a superpower, sort of?
They're having a parade. What are you saying? Because they're having a parade, they make, like, they're
it
fucking
It sounds a little tribal to me. It sounds like something out of India, or actually, India is actually stepping up. They just sent something to space. I don't know. It sounds like Ghana.
What? Newsflash? Wait. Wait a minute. You wanna...
That's exactly how the guy on CNN reported it. India's on the ball. They send something to space.
Wait a minute.
Here's Josh doing a little commentary.
Oh, a little commentary with Joshy Jingles.
I believe he was hammered at this point, but here's Josh in Japan giving a little commentary of what he's doing.
Hey guys, while you are out electing the next president of the United States, I am in Karatsu, Japan for the Konchi Festival. This is the third and final day of the festival. As you can hear these people chanting Inya, Inya, Inya as they are pulling large floats. What's going by right now is a...
I am on hands and knees naked. I believe I'm going to be sacrificed.
Dragon-faced fish thing. They're also playing drums and flutes, and they're also drinking very heavily. So heavily, in fact, that I don't think Fat Kev can keep up.
Oh, look at that.
First night of Konchi, I wound up getting extraordinarily drunk.
Fat Kev in Japan.
Fat Kev wants some wonton, dude.
Fat Kev loves his sake shit.
Oh, wait, I'm in Japan, dude. I want Chinese food.
Fat Kev.
Off of beer and sake. I was pretty much incapacitated the next day, but somehow these guys are able to get up and do it again and again and again. They don't look happy, most of them. In fact, yesterday I saw somebody who was passed out on the sidewalk, but they pull it together because this is what they do for fun. They drink to the point of sickness and pull large objects. I hope you're having fun. Back to you guys, Kieran and Rocket in studio.
Thank you, Josh Gogan, reporting from Japan.
Wow. Live on location. Well, sort of live.
Yeah, so I guess.
At one point live.
Joshy's having a good time. Apparently, I've been reading up and he's been sending me messages and stuff like that. He's staying with the family and he's having trouble with the figuring,
the daughter?
Figuring shit out.
What do you mean?
Because there's a language barrier there and he gets lost easily, he says. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's Joshy Jingles.
Go find some robots. Go find some Japanese robots.
Yeah.
They have a lot of robots there in Japan. You want to go to Japan? You ever like, oh, I wonder what it's like to go to Japan.
I never had the gusto. I never wanted to go to another country other than this one.
Oh, any country. You don't even want to go anywhere.
I don't, Canada, maybe, if I get lost.
God,
I'll find my
fucking hermit, man.
I don't like going. I don't know. Maybe I will.
If it wasn't for like it being on the other side of the world, I'd love to go from a technology standpoint. Because I think they're so cutting edge and ahead of us. I'd just love to go to kind of see what it's all about and things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I guess I'd go to these places, you know, if they had a chick lined up or something.
If you had a chick lined up in Japan, then you'd go.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to travel out of this
foreign
country
relations.
For vagina.
Foreign relations.
Foreign relations to get sex. You can theoretically do that here.
I'll put this in I'll make it sound good, Rock. I'll go to another country for foreign relations.
All right. That's
meaning if I have some pussy lined up, I'll go. Josh loves going. Josh loves
traveling.
This
isn't his first time. He's been there before.
Yeah.
I'd love to go there.
I was watching a little Henry Rollins spoken word last night on the IFC there.
Ooh.
And here's the guy. I want to get him on the show.
I'd love to have him.
Pretty interesting dude. You know, obviously he's the rock and roller, tough guy. Back when. Black Flag.
We got nothing better to do.
But his spoken word, I really wasn't hip to it back in the day, but as I'm getting older, I like listening to people that have something to say, and Henry Rollins has got some, he's pretty freaking entertaining when he does a spoken word, and he's a guy who, whenever he has some time off, he likes to travel someplace that he's never been before.
Absolutely.
And I'm not talking he likes to travel to Atlantic City because he's never been in a Borgata. He goes to like a hut. In some...
Like Indonesia.
Ridiculous. He does some crazy shit. And he'd be an interesting guy to get on the show.
Hell yeah.
Because he was talking about, going to some place in Vietnam where it was, the killing fields where he's walking on... They have, a field just full of bones.
Wow.
and there's like grass and shit. And like they were just back in the day, it was all dead bodies, just a field of dead bodies. But as over time, you know, trees started to grow and the bones started to decay and grow plants and evil shit. But the way he was talking about it, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's what's great about it. He could talk about that for an hour and you'll be totally into it. You know, talk about one little topic.
And for the
interesting.
And for the people who live there, who even the older people who live there, who lived through that time where all those people got killed and thrown in that field, they don't look at it. It doesn't bother them at all, even though it's a part of their history. Right. The only people that actually go to the killing fields are the tourists, and they want to know about it.
Sure, right.
So they hold like tours and shit, and they take the people there.
Yes.
It's fucking nuts. Nuts, man. But he'd be an interesting guy to get on. Plus, he's entertaining as all hell. He was a musician.
Absolutely.
Rock and roll guy. Better than fucking the guy from Biohazard.
Leave Evan Seinfeld alone.
No, I'm not knocking him. He's got the greatest life in the world.
Yeah, he got a promotion.
Don't need to plug the girl. Plug her.
Plug her.
Do it on your own time. Talk to us about some.
That'd be kind of cool if you plugged her on air.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
I'm not going to talk about my night yesterday.
What?
I want to save that for a full segment.
Oh, look at you teasing!
I want to say that I had a great night last night.
Really? Did you get laid?
No. I didn't even get bombed last night.
You didn't even get bombed and you didn't get laid and you had a really good night.
I had one of the best days yesterday.
Wow.
That I've had all year.
Wow.
But I didn't get laid and I didn't get drunk.
And I wasn't invited. Can't be everywhere.
We can't always do shit together, right?
Like you.
I'm sure when you want to rub one out, you're not calling me up.
Fuck
saying,
no!
Hey, let's
but
have
you'll
a rub
fucking
out
bang
party.
On my couch, asshole!
Of course I will.
Still, I'm not over this, as you can tell.
Fucking comfy-ass couch.
Fucking
dude.
Ridiculous.
Rock, you can fuck up my couch. It's, you know.
Fuck you! You'll be watching! Hate you!
It's like a cinder block with fucking a little bit of cushion, but...
I fell asleep last night on my couch, and when I woke up, it actually came into my head. I was like, this motherfucker... It's like... Hate you.
Yeah, thanks. We just also mentioned this. This
what?
Is our last show.
Ever?
On the contract.
Oh.
We can mention that.
Okay, I guess. We just did.
This is our last show under contract. So after this week, we'll be kind of free to expand places to have the people listen to the show.
To broadcast. Yeah.
Live. So it's kind of an important thing to mention. Yeah. Love the guys at U Broadcast. Still going to be a part of U Broadcast in every way fashionable. But
sex.
After this live show today, and for the people who haven't listened to a live show yet or tuned in live, beginning next week, next show or whatever, we're going to have more places for people to check out the show from and interact and blah, blah, blah. We're going to bring another the element that we've missed and that we used to like a lot, back to the show.
Right. And what's critical here is nothing will change on how you listen. You could still listen via U Broadcast. You still go to our website, lunaticradio.com. There will be a video player there. It'll probably change next show to a different service.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try my best to include both. But we still want to, you know, have people go to U Broadcast and use their service because they're good guys. I still owe John a hearty hug.
Well, yeah, we love the guys at U Broadcast. They're trying to do something great.
So as far as, you know, our show, it will not change, especially the podcast. It will not change whatsoever. So just keep that clear. So come to lunaticradio.com and we'll still have all our links and access to all the various ways. You know, we're just trying to help, you know, expand the show and, you know, get things bigger. And I guess, should we mention the other thing that's happening with the show?
What else is happening?
Well, physically, what's happening?
Oh, physically, yeah, the studio is moving.
Yes.
So next week we'll be in a new location.
Yes. We're out of here.
We're out of here.
So
no more underground shit.
Yeah.
We're going to be above ground this time.
We're going to be at ground level.
Yeah. So we'll be in a new place and that's smaller.
It'll be smaller, but I think from a... From a video perspective, it should be better, I think. At least we got that. So, but again, as far as listening and or podcasting, nothing will change. You know, it's just, things are changing, but realistically, nothing will change from a listener perspective. So.
Shit, I can't get my Halloween porn.
What's the matter?
I just tried to extract
what
it.
What happened?
I got a problem.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm pissed
what
now.
What's your magic?
I was looking forward to the Halloween porn.
So we're going to have a busy week.
Yeah, we're going to have a busy week. New location, new stuff for the people to listen in. It's going to be fun. Show's going to be fun.
And no live show. We're not doing a live show after the bar night, which would be the 16th, so.
No, but we're contemplating, you know, doing something that
during week. The week. So the podcasters won't lose out.
Yeah, the podcasters
although maybe we could still do it live. So now I'm just completely confusing
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, we can do it live, but it might not just
do
be
live!
On Friday. Because fuck it!
Did you hear the kid? There's like the little O'Reilly kid. Have
no,
you heard him?
No, I haven't heard that. Yeah.
Do you want to look for it? Well, we can't because you're doing shit, so.
Yeah.
I'll look for it during the break. It's this like little kid. He goes, well, do it live! Which is kind of funny.
Well, do it live. Fuck it.
He does this whole thing. Like, he just makes fun of minorities and whatnot. It's kind of funny.
But. Oh, really? He does a Bill O'Reilly impression.
Yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He thinks called
that's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay,
great.
I don't know what.
This is great audio.
Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but. Okay. Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
He gets so pissed.
I mean, sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean? To play
Irishman.
Us out.
It's Sting is going
to
do.
Goes from calm to explosive.
Okay, what is
for credits?
I don't know what that means to play us out. What does that mean?
I don't get it.
To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go. Really go.
Pissed. 10, 5, 4, 3.
This is awesome.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Here comes the explosion.
10, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a. I can't do it.
I can't do it. Fuck it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
This is Kieran talking to me.
Fucking thing sucks.
See, that's what he says.
Yeah, you're just a thing, Rock.
That's right. Oh, I found the little O'Reilly. I'm going to.
This is from, actually, I'll mention the. This is from the Laszlo show, actually.
You just entered the no-spin zone. Is there a difference between the Democrats and the Nazis? I can't see it. Listen up, pinheads. Go drive your electric cars into the ocean. I hope you hit a whale on your way to France. Now, the factor's advice to gays. Shut up. Don't tell anybody what you do. Your life will be a lot easier. Your dirty sex makes God send hurricanes. If you don't support the troops, you're on my cowards list. Love it or leave it. And when you leave it, take the queers with you. And that is it for the factor. What's that? I can't read that. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
Great.
Is that a video or
it's
just
a video? It's a video. Look up on YouTube, Lil O'Reilly.
Lil O'Reilly. Is that from Laszlo's show or is that just something Laszlo played? I heard it was from Laszlo's show. That's all.
The kid actually has a couple clips. I don't know. I think it's spawned from some show. I think it's some like talk show.
Mm-hmm.
But the YouTube clip's making its rounds, if you will.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's kind of funny.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I love how the gays bring hurricanes.
Fucking that's so gays.
Retarded.
Yeah, they got
funny.
That Prop 8, though. They got the Prop 8, right? Or they didn't get the Prop 8. I don't get it. Whatever.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, why not let the gays marry?
Seriously.
God, let them suffer like the rest of everybody, you know?
It's interesting how everyone... There was such a push to bring the Democrats into the office, but yet people aren't that
mm-hmm.
liberal, you know? Just enough to go to the Democrat side... But not enough to allow for Prop 8 to happen, you know?
Here we are.
Especially in California.
Here we are. We just hit a milestone, something pretty, you know, significant. A first black president. And we still can't allow everybody to do everything, yeah. You know?
Slow. It's
the gays,
slow...
you know, the gays want to blow shit. Just fucking let them marry. Let them marry in a union, man.
Is that technical, they want to blow
you
shit?
Know, maybe, you know, they don't even have to have, like, a traditional ceremony. Maybe we can just change the ceremony, make it a gay ceremony. But let them have it. Let them get married. You know, like, have a ceremony where they just, like, you know, rub each other out. Click the mouses and, you know what I mean. It doesn't have to be the same as, you know, when a man and woman gets married.
Oh, Humi's actually got a point. Democrats only make up the population of major cities. L.A., San Diego, San Fran. Most of the city is actually Republican. Interesting.
Well, yeah. Who me? The pretty mo. If you look at the country, it's all red. It's just like New York and L.A.
Nah, New York. No, no. New York is primarily, even in like the smaller areas, is primarily Democrat.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not. It's a rocket runner.
Yeah, I think that is. All right. So we wasted a little bit of time there. We got some good stuff to do on the show today. Stick around. Bar Night, November 15th.
Oh, play the Bar Night promo. We got to do it every break, dude. This is the only one.
I'm going to be playing it during the breaks. You'll be hearing the
this
Bar
is crazy.
Promo. It's going to kick off every break.
If you miss the first segment, rewind it. We do it behind the scenes, behind the music.
Yeah.
Breakdown.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody that listens to the show and fast forwards to the middle. I don't know. All right. Taking a break. Coming back. I got a great story to tell people. Back right after this.
November 15th is Bar Night. You should be there. Don't be gay. It's a lot of fun. Just when you think it's done.
No!
We keep drinking some more. It's Dust Clown Troop. That's where we drink and have lots of fun. Dust Clown. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street. Dust Lounge. Ooh. It's at 8 p.m. or around then. Don't forget, it's in Manhattan. Just try to be there with your Dust Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street. Dust Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street. Dust Lounge. Don't forget, it's November 15th and don't die. Dust Lounge.
The LunaticRadio.com show.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. Nothing special about me, motherfucker. I'm just a regular. I work in customer service for a phone company. I make 12 bucks an hour, but that's all I need. I live in a small apartment on a quiet street. I don't go out too much. I like to watch TV. I can't afford a car. I use public transportation. I don't mind. I read till I reach my destination. Sometimes a newspaper, sometimes a book. The amount of money I save, this shit is off the hook. And I'm not very good with the women. I'm a pretty shy person and I'm average looking. Last time I had sex was in 2003. And I'm ashamed to admit, but it wasn't free. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get nervous in social situations, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get constipated once a month, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I make pretty good spaghetti sauce, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I get scared. Go see the dentist. I'm the Pauly Shore of everyday life. Easily forgettable, and I'm not very light. I have an according to Jim personality. I'm as entertaining as a fucking STD. If you wanna mess with me, I think you probably can. Because I'm not confident, and I'm weak for a man. I'll just roll up in a ball while you kick me in the back. Yeah, honestly, I probably won't fight back. And I don't have many friends that would back me up. My friend Steve would, but he doesn't look very tough.
You want some of this, bitch?
If you rarely get laid, put your hands up. If you're not well paid, put your hands up. If you got a pet cat, put your hands up. And if you got a bad back, put your hands up.
I hurt my back 2 summers ago, moving a fridge, and ever since then, it's not the same. You know, it gets pretty sore.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. My parents are really nice people, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I'm somewhat afraid of heights, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I like to show Grey's Anatomy, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
I could do this all day.
show. Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia.
These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show. Gear Rock chilling out. Drunkle Hotline 206-202-LUNIS 206-202-556. Email us the show at LunaticRadio.com. Just want to email us. Word up, everybody. Having fun today. Having fun today on the show. Had a great day yesterday. One of the better days I've had this year. A lot of fun I had yesterday. And I didn't get drunk and I didn't get laid. I played a little golf in the morning.
Nice.
One thing I learned about golf and myself. Is that I suck dick at it. I really suck dick at the game of golf. Golf is such a pain in the ass sport.
Well, it is.
Because, like I was telling my buddy yesterday when I was playing, I was like, this is a sport people love, they hate, but they play it. They love to hate it, but they play it. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's ridiculous. Everybody that plays golf hates it. Subconsciously, they hate the game. They want to beat the game, but you can never beat the game. I hate fucking golf.
If you break it down to what it really is, all the time. It's fucking, it's ridiculous. It's a tiny little ball that you got to get down somewhere some 300 yards away.
Yeah.
You got to walk after it, and the only result is to putting it in a little hole.
For the average Joe, 99.9% of the time, you hit shitty shots.
Yes.
But that 1% will pop up every 9 or 10 rounds you play, right. And you'll hit the Tiger Woods shot. You wish fucking Gary Miller is doing the VO, doing the color commentary of it, and there's a camera behind you with a gallery. You'll hit a shot that will amaze everybody, and that's why you come back and you play for years on end.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. It makes you go out and spend thousands of dollars on clubs, saying, this is the club. I'm going to be on tour because I have this club. It's going to save me when I hit the ball into the parking lot. It's called the parking lot wedge. You can hit this thing off of concrete underneath a Lexus.
Fat Kevin Doss, dude.
Yeah, so I played a little golf yesterday, and at nighttime, I had a little special surprise.
Ooh.
My sister in a week, me and my sister have been talking about going to see a production of Speed the Plow. Speed the Plow, the play.
Yes,
Rock.
Absolutely.
It's about the inner workings of Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. And there's a Broadway production of Speed the Plow starring Ari Gold.
Jeremy Piven.
Oh, yeah, Ari Gold. I call him Ari. Yeah. Jeremy Piven, that's his name. But it's funny how I just said that. I like to call him Ari Gold. Jeremy Piven, and my sis calls me up during the week. You know, we've been talking about going, and it's one of those, like, it's like the hip thing to go to now.
Yeah.
Because it just came out a couple weeks ago.
It's not going to be running long.
Piven's, obviously in Entourage. Everybody loves him in Entourage. Yeah. And here's a play, Speed the Plow, where he's playing a similar character to Ari Gold.
Okay.
He's playing a guy named Bobby Gould, who's the head of a studio, and he greenlights productions, pictures, and stuff. Okay. So he's kind of playing a similar character. Everybody wants to go see Ari Gold, Jeremy Piven, play this character because it's similar to Ari Gold. Anyway, my sister gives me a call up. I didn't think we would ever get tickets to this fucking thing. But my sister calls me up. She's like, you never Speed the Plow? You say when you wanted to go see it? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to go see it. She goes, this is Friday. She's like, how about tomorrow? She's like, there's 6 tickets left, and I can probably get some. So I was like, all right, see what you can do. You know, maybe it'll be sold out, blah, blah, blah. She gives me a call back like 10 minutes later. She's like, I got tickets. And I'm figuring, all right, you got tickets.
You're watching from outside.
Yeah, I'm an usher.
You gotta
The only way I'm getting in this place is I'm an usher. Me and my sis are going to be ushering people in. But no, she's like, yeah, they had crappy seats. They had two crappy seats, and then they had a little better seat. So I decided to get the better seats.
Sure.
Boom, boom, boom. One thing leads to another. I got my sis went out. She just overdid herself. She got the best seats in the fucking house. The best. And judging from the price on the ticket, Rock, don't say the price, but
right. They
are the best. They were the best seats in the fucking house. So I was like, all right. You know, I didn't know they were going to be the best seats. When I got there, I figured they're going to be good seats, you know, fucking 19, 20 rows up.
Right.
In the middle, on the side, blah, blah, blah. Great. So we get there. My sis hands me the ticket. I look at the price on the ticket.
Wow.
And I'm like, either... we have the best seats in the house, or there are motherfuckers that are just losing their fucking houses trying to go to this place.
In all honesty, Kieran, as expensive as they were, it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy.
It really isn't.
Broadway is insanely expensive, and people pay the prices. I mean, look, I'm not knocking it, because there's a lot that's got to go on to put on a Broadway production, or even an off-Broadway production.
Oh, absolutely,
for that matter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they are expensive, but it's not that crazy, those prices.
No, to me, it's crazy. Like,
well, sure.
Paying that.
It's crazy. No,
to me, for the average guy, they're not going to spend that on a ticket to go see Jeremy Piven and Speed the Plow. So I got the tickets and we rolled in, and it turns out that we weren't, the ticket said row A. Which means row A is, I figured, the front.
Sure.
But actually, row B is the actual front row. Row A is the second row, which is the better row because you're eye level with the stage.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, if you're sitting, we actually sat in the wrong seats because we figured row A, we're in the front. So we go to the front and we sit down, and it kind of sucked because the stage is above your head. Like,
that's
the edge of the stage, and you have to look up over the edge of the stage to see the actors. And, like, a guy came down, he's like, yeah, you're in the wrong seats. And I was like, all right, so where are our seats? And he's like, right behind you. So we sat right behind, and it was up a little bit, and I was eye level with the stage, not even 3 feet from the stage. I mean, the seats are really close together in the theater it was at. And it was great. So we're sitting there about 20 minutes before showtime, and we're watching the people come in and blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking to my sis. I was like, this is going to be great. We're going to see Piven. He's going to kick ass. It's going to be fun. I like the theater stuff. You know, I don't go to many plays. I've only been to 2 Broadway plays.
Oh, wow.
The other one I went to, I was actually sitting on the stage, which was bizarre. And it was the most boring fucking play I've ever seen in my life. Done by professionals. It was called, like, Copenhagen or some shit. I had all right.
That's why you went.
Yeah.
Fucking Capri Dip, dude.
It's a song about chewing tobacco. It's a play about chewing tobacco. I suck. I blew that giant. It would have been a good line.
It would have been.
But I was sitting on stage at this Copenhagen play. It was the most boring fucking thing. You would think you would be excited sitting on stage.
Yes.
I was sitting behind the actors on stage, looking out in the audience, counting the motherfuckers that were sleeping halfway through this boring ass play. But Speed the Plow is a good play. It's entertaining. There's a lot of funny lines in it. So we're sitting there, you know, 20 minutes beforehand. Everybody's coming in. Place is packed. And I quickly figured out, my sis belongs in this section. Like, she's a high-class lady, my sis.
Right.
I have no business sitting in the section I was sitting in. Because there were dudes walking in with fucking ascots.
Oh.
The guy sitting next to us.
Did you have your spit cup? Did you bring a spit cup?
No, I didn't. I wish I did, because I just brought down the whole theater.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people rolling in with fucking hot broads. I mean, a guy sitting next to us had, like, an ascot.
Sure.
Older gentlemen, intellectual types. And I'm just like, I got fucking jeans in my fucking Converse. I'm wearing my Converse.
No.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm just watching, seeing the crowd come in. And about 5 minutes before showtime, you know, I stand up because I got to adjust myself and blah, blah, blah.
You're getting hard on?
Yeah, I was getting a little chub. No, but my jeans are riding up. I got to adjust myself. You know, I want to settle in for the hour and a half, 2 hours to watch the play. I don't have to, you know, be uncomfortable.
Right.
So I stand up, look around, and hey, I see a 2 fellow talents sitting behind me. three rows behind me, about seven seats over,
crazy
is no other than the talented Ben Stiller and his lovely wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there I am, sitting there.
Did you go fuck yourself?
Yeah, I told Ben, hey, that fucking movie, Zoolander?
Suck a dick.
Suck a cock. So that's Ben Stiller sitting three rows behind me.
Wow. Look at you, high roller.
I, as soon as I saw Ben Stiller sitting there, I was just like, I got better seats than fucking Ben Stiller. Fuck yourself. Not that he's a talent or anything. It's all about me. And my seats are better. So I glance over and actually, I took another gander. And behind me, about seven rows up, was another celeb. Fucking Billy Crystal.
Wow.
Sitting seven rows seven. Up behind me. You're- directly behind me. And I'm going, this fucking Billy Crystal. I got better seats than Billy fucking Crystal. Fuck yourself.
That Roger Maris film sucked dick. I got better seats than you.
Yes, it was weird. It was like, I've done that before. I went to go see the first Men in Black, a screening for that
what?
One time.
The
I got
Will Smith film?
Yeah, like my girlfriend at the time got me my tickets to go see fucking Men in Black in East Hampton. And Will Smith was sitting in the audience.
Wow.
With us. And it was kind of bizarre. Like, it's weird. Sitting like, I don't know, watching with celebrities. I'm not like a big celebrity guy. I notice them. I'm like, that's the guy from that movie.
Sure.
Good deal. And I'm not going to approach him or say hello. Even though Ben and Billy, they gave me a little point at. They're like, you're one talented fuck.
Oh, they did that to you?
They gave me those eyes. We know the radio show.
They spotted you.
You're a one talented fuck. Don't ever give up. We love the masturbation shit. They're saying that just through their eyes. I knew what they were saying. Ben Stiller. And his wife's kind of hot, by the way. And
what's her name?
And, Joey Hotwife.
Oh,
yeah, she's hot. She is kind of cute. She was in Zoolander and...
Two?
Zoolander? Yeah, she was in Zoolander. Yeah, she was in Zoolander. Oh. And, yeah, is that the one about the modeling? Zoolander?
Yeah.
She was there.
I don't care about that
And
film.
Billy, you know, looking at me, he's going, you know what? I wish I had your talent. You look marvelous, he said. I saw it. He knew. So it was a star-studded evening in the theater.
Wow.
Internet radio DJ, movie star, comedic legend. All there to watch Jeremy Piven. And dude, you guys, if you're into... If you're really into... what did somebody
Shnikey's say? Just a hang-up on Kieran.
Am I doing an Evan Seinfeld?
Yeah, someone actually said that before.
Is this Evan fucking Seinfeld?
I think it's kind of a nice story, though. I mean, come on. You had a nice night out?
Yeah, I had a night out at the theater.
This is what we do once in a while, people. We talk about it.
It was classy. Here I am, radio superstar.
Oh, slow down.
Sitting with other people of my ilk, watching.
You just said ilk. Faggot.
Yeah. We're on the same level. That's what I'm saying. I saw Stiller come in. I call him Stills.
Can you just say for
I call him Stills now. We're
Stills,
on that level.
Really? Can you just say for the sake of the show that you threw one out in the bathroom? Can you just say that? Can you get us back on our track? You threw one out in the bathroom.
I did at one point when I was watching. I was thoroughly entertained by the play, and Piven did a great job. He's fucking good in the role. But he really is playing Ari Gold. I mean, he was doing the same mannerisms and shit. I'm like, that's Ari Gold playing Bobby Gould in Speed the Plow. But at one point during the play, when I was sitting there and it was quiet and dark and everybody, the actors are acting, I thought in my head, I was like, it'd be great to just run up on stage and take it down. It would. It would just set the scene. It'd be great. I'd make Fox News. I'd make headline news. TMZ be all over it. This just in, a production of Speed to Plow, Jared starring Jeremy Piven, kicked off Saturday night performance. Some idiot took a dump on the stage. Guess he didn't like the play. Back to you.
The Situation Room.
I'd take Obama's press away from him.
It would. You really would. You really would.
But there I was, and I watched the Speed to Plow play. Very good play. Very good play.
And
if you're a fan, if you're a fan of an actual play, not musicals, I suggest going to see it. And I had my night out at the theater. My night out at the theater, Rock, was fabulous.
Sorry, I'm just...
If you were there, they would have noticed you. They would have noticed
Why?
You because of the chops, Rock.
Oh, I see.
They would say, ladies and gentlemen, all please, right. In the audience tonight, Piven at the curtain call would have said, ladies and gentlemen, you guys, I just want to point out and thank who's in the audience. Chops is here. He's sitting section A, row 6. Everybody, chops, everybody. Chops.
Did you find the Halloween porn yet?
No, I'm sorry. Oh, right. I can't get it. It won't upload.
By the way, big shout out to Emo Tony in the chat room. His new thing is to tell everybody what he's doing at every moment of his life. He had to go out of his way to tell people that he's going to take a nap. I love that. I really love that. Honestly, from the deepest, darkest part of my heart, I love that.
I suggest people...
Everybody cares that much.
Mm.
Emo. Go cry.
The chick in the play was good, too. The girl plays Karen in Speed the Plow. Elizabeth Moss. She's in Mad Men.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about the show Mad Men.
She's a cutie. Adorable, if I might say.
It's on AMC.
What's her name?
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah, she's my hottie of the week this week, by the way. Oh, look at that teaser.
She looks completely different, though, in person than she does in, like, her headshots and on TV, even. I've never seen the show she's in, but...
Oh, it's a good show.
And I was reading through her bio. I've seen other stuff.
It is a good show.
Have you seen it?
A couple episodes.
Is it good?
Yeah, no, it's actually very good.
What is it about?
It takes place in the 60s. It's just about, like, fucking assholes, corruption, the whole nine yards, business life. I don't really know, but it's a good show.
She's good. She was good. And it was funny. I was watching, as I was watching a play, I was like, oh, fuck. I watched it. I was like, you know what? I was fucking AD on a production of this out east on the East End of Long Island.
During your Dowling College days?
During my little theater days that lasted very shortly.
Yes, which, by the way, new
people. Turned a lot of faggots around.
Kieran was in theater for a while.
A lot of faggots
around.
Into the theater. And it's Speed the Plow, if you've never seen it, it's like the dialogue in the tempo of the play is fucking quick. Some of the lines in the scenes are like, there are a lot of grunts and shit.
Okay.
It's really fast
paced. Sounds like our show.
It's like the actors are really speaking fast, and they're playing Hollywood big shots and, you know, speaking fast. Like Ari Gold in Entourage. Same exact type of thing. Speaks fast, has little quick one-liners. And when I was doing this play out east, I had no clue what the fuck was going on for 2 months in this play. I sat there through rehearsals. I've seen this play done probably 80 times.
So it was a
and I
audition.
Had no idea. Oh, it was the worst production.
Uh-oh.
But when I went last night to see it on Broadway with Jeremy Piven,
well, makes sense.
And Stills and I and Crystal,
Stills and I,
were watching the audience, we all turned to each other and said, you know what? Now you know what this play is about, because it was done by professionals who actually know how to act. It's a great fucking play. And it's not a great story, but it's a funny story.
All right.
It's entertaining, I'll give you that. It's only 3 acts to play.
So jacking.
That was not a scene. Act 2 is not called jacking.
Oh.
I did not masturbate in a theater, although I did at one point think of it.
You should have.
Taking a shit.
Taking a dump there?
Yeah, same thing. Jacking, shaking shit. Same thing.
What?
Gross.
No, it's not.
It's gross.
It is not.
If you're doing
the
it in a Broadway theater, it's gross.
Jacking in a theater?
Oh, right. We can't do that.
I'd bang in a theater bathroom. Why not?
So I just, I figured I'd mention that I spent a night
so
with
a nice night.
Some other talented people.
It's a nice night. Your boy,
Piven, Stills, and Crystal. We all had a nice night together.
Oh, is that like, are you like the new trio? Like, you know, like the new Rat Pack?
Yeah, we are.
The new Brat really Pack?
Stills said, Stills was telling me, he was like, through his eyes, I could tell. He was going, you know what? If you weren't in radio, you'd be a superstar. But you like doing radio in a basement, so fuck yourself.
What would be like Stills, Crystal, and Kieran? What would be like CKS?
Oh, God. So I had a night at the theater. Rocky, you going to go see the play? Should you go see the play?
I'd love to go, yeah. I'm like,
so a lot of fucking celebs, too, man. Every time I go to the city, I see a fucking group of celebs. I saw fucking, who's that fucking schmo that does the Letterman show? He plays the piano.
Paul Schaefer!
I saw him. I saw the Noxzema girl.
Really?
Remember the Noxzema girl?
Yes.
I don't know.
She's
kind of
like an ovaly face.
Yeah, an ovaly face girl from the mid-90s Noxzema commercial.
Nice eyes, kind of ovaly.
She was in a bunch of other shit, but I only remember from the Noxzema commercial. I saw that broad. I thought I saw, I'm not sure if I saw the guy from Rage Against the Machine, the guitarist. What's his name? Tom Morello? What's his fucking
Tom
name?
Tom Morello.
Tom Morello.
Yeah. Is that who you were trying to tell me before?
Yeah, that was it.
And I thought I was like, ah, Tom Morello.
Who's Tom Morello?
Tom Morello. Oh my
Tom
God.
Tom Morello.
Awful.
And, you know.
I.
So Ben Stiller.
I once saw Nancy Davenport, the tennis star.
In the city?
Yeah, one day. She walked past me. I said, what up? She said, go fuck yourself. No. But actually, really big.
Yeah.
Really big. And my thing is, she's kind of smaller as compared to, like, the Williams sisters. So I wonder what the fuck one of those fucking gargantuan women look like in person. Jeez, man.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Venus Williams has got to look
monsters
like fucking Lawrence Taylor in person. I'm telling you. Venus Williams is a big motherfucker. And she's a, you know, woman. Obviously, you don't want to call her a big motherfucker.
Yeah, she'll kill you. She'll eat you.
But it is odd. I mean, I can't imagine. I would never want to be a celebrity. Ever.
Why? Why? Why would you say that? Why would you say you would never want to be a celebrity?
Because Stiller was like the every eye in the place was on this fucking guy.
Because it's Ben Stiller.
I know, but it's got to be like if I were him, okay, and I'm walking into a theater and I know I'm a famous guy and people are going to be looking. I know that, but it would still fucking it wouldn't. It would bother me. It would freak me out. It would be annoying a little bit. I'm sure he's used to it, and he knows that his job, he's a famous guy, he's going to get some looks, and people are going to say, hey, look, hi, Ben, or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But that would annoy me. I can't. I don't want to be a famous guy like that. I don't want people seeing me on the street and going, hey, look, it's fucking guy. I don't want it to, I just don't want that to happen. What do you think?
At this rate, Kieran will never be a celebrity.
Kieran wants to be a nobody. Good job so far. That's coming in from the chat.
You're right on point, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You're batting 1,000 when it comes to being a nobody.
Hey, I set goals, motherfucker. All right?
Albeit low. Hey, South Dakota, controversial ballot measures. Abortion ban with exceptions.
Wait, no. South Dakota ballot measures. Should we sell the thing to the north? That's the question.
Everyone says yes. And by everyone, I mean the 17 people.
Prop 20, should we sell the Northern Dakota?
The Northern Dakota. Just dislodge it from the United States.
Yeah, so go see Speed the Plow. I recommend
if you
it.
Can.
It's good.
It's not exactly.
Hey, no, the Upper Deckers. The Upper Deckers for the riffraff are only $35.
All right, would you
high
stop
class
it?
People sit
would
second row,
it?
Eye level.
Asshole. Such an
asshole. I saw Piven, though. He, you know, at one point, the blocking during the. It brings him over to, you know, my edge of the stage. So he's like 3 feet from me, doing some lines, looks at me, gives me a link. He's like, you know what? I could have got you in Aquaman 3. Aquaman 3, you could have been in.
Why are you mixing up reality with fucking Hunter?
It's Ari Gold.
No, it's not. Jeremy Piven.
No, it's Ari Gold.
Ugh, you're all confused.
He looked at me. I saw him as he was doing the play, acting on Broadway. He looked at me and goes, you could have been in Smoke Jumpers. Knew it. I knew what he was thinking.
Smoke Jumpers.
Smoke Jumpers.
Didn't you mean Smoking Aces?
No, Smoke Jumpers.
I'm thinking of Smoking Aces. What the hell is Smoke Jumpers?
Some people will get the joke.
Oh, it's
you
a joke.
Evidently
never mind. Don't. Smoke Jumpers. Sarcastic Prick, it's got a new title. Speed to the next topic.
Did Kieran bang his head before the show? Does that mean this show or the show last
like
night?
Like talking about things. What do they want us to talk? I want to know what people talk. We have open phone lines today. All people do is once complain.
No, obviously,
what
considering we have
about?
Fans of this show, we have a whole demographic of listeners to this radio show that love a radio show that contains grunts and moans. I guess people love that because we spend a lot of time on this show burping, moaning, groaning, and just making noises. And for some reason, there's a segment of the population
that really likes that.
Loves that shit.
It's like meditation.
They can relate to it because they do it.
Right. Right. See, I look at it as maybe like, you know, some people like the sounds of the ocean, you know, like that kind of meditative sound. Some people like us grunting and, you know, me going, whoopee!
Right.
Some people actually like that.
But I did have a great... I went to a great steakhouse. I got to mention, Rob.
Oh, throw this in. Look
great steakhouse. Had a little filet mignon. Clearly another place I should never be.
Did you actually order a steak this time?
Filet mignon,
bullshit.
Motherfucker.
Bullshit. You ordered a chicken salad.
Forget, this is me. This,
bullshit.
Guess how I had it prepared.
Well, oh, I fucking hate you.
Yes.
The best cut of meat, the best cut of meat in the restaurant, right? I want it charred to a fucking crisp.
The fucking chef should have came out and just been like, fuck you, and die in a hole.
I ordered the filet mignon.
You're
well
fucking
done.
Ridiculous.
What should have happened at that point? The chef should have came out, cut my head off, and cooked that motherfucking thing.
Fucking cunt. I can't believe you do. Ugh.
But I noticed when I did get my filet mignon last night that it wasn't well done. I was very upset.
Of course it wasn't. It shouldn't be.
I know.
Supposed to be.
I bet the fucking the waiter went inside, gave the order, and guy's like, I ain't fucking cooking this thing well done. This is the best cut of meat we got.
More chefs should be fucking more ballsy.
Bobby Vans, though, is the name of the joint. Should go.
Bobby Vans?
Yeah, take a chick there. It was pretty good.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's a nice place, too. It's not like Morton's. It's like a step down from Morton's.
I have a little trouble with the steakhouse nowadays with a chick.
Why?
Vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
But I'll show the other side. No. You can show the other side of stuff.
I'll eat.
Yeah. It's called meat. Eat it.
That might actually be a good idea. I like where that's going. I like where your head's at.
All right, now wait. What am I talking about? You need to go to a restaurant to do that.
That's how porn starts. Meat to eat it.
Honey, can you come to the bedroom? I want to show you something about meat.
Check out this filet mignon.
Yeah, best cut of meat I got.
I like this well done. yeah. So anyway, fuck you for ordering well. You know, my point I was trying to make, I wish chefs, and I don't know, I don't know how the business runs. I wish they get a little bit tougher with it. And just
can't
like,
play stellar filet mignon.
K can play Stiller.
By the way, another thing about Ben Stiller, he is my height.
Yes. A lot of actors are very short.
Ben Stiller is my height.
Very short. I'm trying to get this point. I wish a fucking chef would not permit cuts of meat from being served well done. You're not supposed to. I wish they would stop it at like medium or medium well.
Some people like it charred.
You can't though. You're destroying
the
meat.
The best steak I've ever had was charred. Literally, like it looked like a when they put it on my plate, it looked like a burnt piece of wood.
That's you.
It was great.
Think about what you just it said.
It was fabulous, though.
Dude, that is you. That
it
is
tasted
you.
Like...
You live off of chicken fingers and
you've
fries.
You've never eaten, like, a little bit of oak, Rock. It's great. It tastes awesome.
No, I don't eat oak. Fucking ridiculous. It's awful.
MeatTalkRadio.com. Great show. You should listen.
We talk about everything. This is what our show is about. We talk about everything. We'll talk about fucking jacking and cuts of meat in pretty much the same sentence. Or blowjobs. That's how we roll.
I had a great time. And I got to thank my sister. She did great. And it was cool. Turned her favor. She really turned me a favor there, but it was good too. I had a great time. She outdid herself. Night in the city.
Can't beat that.
Come to New York, people.
I like
it's
those.
Fun. It's fun. New York's fun.
Which, by the way, next weekend, Bar Night,
November 15th, everybody, at Dusk Lounge.
Come on, play it. I want to hear it.
You want? We'll do it one more time.
Okay.
And I won't play it in this break.
Okay. I like hearing.
Where's the Bar Night?
There's people listening live. You know.
November 15th is Bar Night. You should be there. Don't be gay. It's a lot of fun. Just when you think it's done,
no,
we keep drinking some more. It's Dusk Lounge. Ooh. That's where we drink and have lots of fun. Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street. It's Dusk Lounge. Ooh. It's at 8 p.m. or around then. Don't forget, it's in Manhattan. Just try to be there with your Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street. Dusk Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street. Dusk Lounge. Don't forget, it's November 15th and don't die. Dusk Lounge.
Yeah, all right. That was the Bar Night promo. Sorry, I forgot I was doing a radio show for a second. I thought it was over.
Wow, where are we today?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's LunaticRadio.com/iTunes to download the show.
LunaticRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So you looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to LunaticRadio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's LunaticRadio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's LunaticRadio.com/swag.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com. There is no love left in
your eyes. Yep. LunaticRadio.com. Kia Rock. Hanging out. No Josh Jingle. They'll be back next time we do a show. Bar Night, November 15th. Trunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNAS, 206-202-556. We have the phone lines open for the people in the chat room who are very sarcastic.
They're like picking on them. They didn't
like Yeah. There's never a good feedback. It's always sarcasm and always steak and blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's not sarcasm. Yeah, I don't really care if I stink or not.
You don't like us, turn us off.
Here's a story about golf, Rock. Little quick thing. Amateur golfer hits 5 holes in one over a 1 week period.
Or is this like someone, just some random person at some random course? Or does this happen on some sort of like mini tour, like amateur tour?
He's an amateur. It all happened at the same course, different holes. He had 2 double eagles and the rest were on par threes, I believe. 22-year-old kid Kurt Hocker.
Your boy!
5 holes in one in 1 week. That's pretty freaking good.
That's a good week. 5 holes in one?
Yeah, some people wait a lifetime to get a hole in one.
There you go. 8 years for a hole in one.
5 holes in one. Yeah, 8 years I waited for a hole in one. All right, I got audio, Sarah Palin. Apparently, we have a new president. Who's the new president, Rock?
Joey, president guy.
No, it's Tyrone, president guy, right?
Come on.
Oh, wait, here's something we missed. I don't know why we missed this. But we did. We missed it, and I feel bad.
Wait a minute. We're just going to skip. Are we going to talk about the president thing?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I don't even have it, do I? Oh, here it is. Yeah, Chase Utley at the celebration for the Phillies.
Oh, this is funny.
They won the championship there, and everybody gave it a little big. It was like
loud.
A rally.
It's too loud.
They gave a rally, and this is what Chase Utley had to say when he grabbed the mic.
World fucking champions!
There you go. Not bad. Way to go, Chase.
Represent?
Yeah, I guess he,
He knew he had to do something to get people interested because no one knew that the Phillies won the World Series.
Yeah, no one cares. When your team wins the championship and the Giants won the Super Bowl and they had a pep rally at City Hall. Your fans turn out and they really don't care to hear the team did great. We all worked together and blah, blah, blah. They just want to hear you want to do applause breaks the whole time. They want to get riled up.
Right.
And that's what Chase did. Chase goes, drops the F-bomb in front of a stadium full of kids and their dads. It's good though. It's very funny. Very funny.
Later that night, he was banging like 3 broads, probably.
Probably.
Chase Utley is probably living the life right now.
3 broads at a time, I'm thinking.
Yeah. A couple lines on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Chase is living large right now.
I got to find this Sarah Palin. There's like rumors about Sarah Palin.
What happened, porn?
Apparently she's the dumbass. I guess we all knew that.
Oh, come on.
Remember that there were these gaps.
We all knew that. I got to line it up here.
Here is
Carl Cameron on the Bill O'Reilly show.
Right.
Broke the story, and this is what he had to say.
That there were these gaps in her knowledge. And I just want to rattle off a couple of things that insiders say she just simply didn't know. There were real problems with basic civics, government structures, municipal, state, and federal government responsibilities.
All right, there you go. All right, vice presidential candidate for the United States of America. Had problems with the, stuff, basic stuff. How the government is structured. How Senate, blah, blah, blah.
That's how the report
She didn't
is.
Know the nations involved in the North American Free Trade Agreement, we're told. Those, of course, being the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. NAFTA, a major campaign issue, that would have been something of a deficit. We're told that she wasn't actually able to name all the countries in North America as part of that debate.
Now, I'm not saying that I know all this crap, but I ain't running for the big White House there. I ain't trying to get in the White House. I'm trying to do a little internet radio show.
Thanks.
I don't need to know this shit. But
sex.
Sarah should know, right?
Well, yeah. No, she should know, but I'm not buying 100% what they're reporting. I think they're kind of... I don't know why they're beating her down, but...
Well, it's coming from people on the inside of the McCain campaign, apparently. Some people didn't like her. People that are, behind the scenes there.
In my opinion, they needed a wow factor for this...
for this election. And Sarah was it, you know? We talked about this. Like, she, like, it's perfect.
If this stuff is true, it proves to me that John McCain picked Sarah Palin to be his running mate based on the fact that she's kind of a good-looking broad.
Right.
You know? I mean, she isn't, like, porn star-looking. She isn't fucking Angelina Jolie.
She's an attractive woman.
But she's attractive, and she's a politician.
Yeah.
He was scanning the country for that. And he's like, I'm going to shake this up. Fucking Barack Obama picked Joe Biden, another typical white old guy. Well, I'm going to shake it up. I'm going to pick an attractive lady.
Well, right. Well, Obama was the extreme, you know, being African-American. So they needed that quote-unquote stability partner being, the traditional white guy.
McCain wasn't looking for intelligence, the best qualified person. He was looking for something that would spark an interest. And that's hot chicks. Hot chicks.
Someone's calling in.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Bomb.
Bomb Hampton, sir. How are you?
Not bad. Yourself?
Very well, sir. What do you have? What do you want? What do you got? Go.
Absolutely nothing. I figured I'd call in since nobody else is.
Well, we appreciate that. I'll give you that. But what did you think about? We're talking about the elections. What did you think about the elections? What is your take on it?
It was definitely one that's made a huge milestone. I don't know how long he would be around, though, because a lot of people I don't think would be very happy with a black man as president so far in this country. I think there's still a lot of people that have hatred towards black people.
All right. So you're saying
we're doomed?
President Obama is going to be assassinated. Is that what you're saying, sir?
I would not like him to be, but, you know, I don't.
Did you vote?
No. No.
Representing Hampton.
He couldn't just get out there and cast a vote.
Nah, he's in the Hamptons. He's on his lounge, his Chase lounge chair.
You got better things to do, a little masturbation. What if, Bomb Hamptons, would you have gone and voted if you knew that when you went to the voting place you need to go to would give you like some sort of weed or maybe a case of beer? There'd be like a little prize, maybe a porno. Would you have gone and voted if that were the case?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I forgot to register completely, so I was just like, fuck it. More than likely, everybody I knew somehow this was going to go towards a fucking Democrat because nobody wanted a Republican anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, sir, for your knowledge on the elections and such. You got anything else?
No.
All right, we gotta continue with the radio broadcast, sir.
Even though it sucks.
Enjoy listening. Did you like my story about Ben Stiller and how we're the same ilk?
How are you the same ilk as Ben Stiller?
He's a talented man, kind of short.
And you're short.
And I'm short. That's pretty
much.
You got
one half.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He's got one out of two ilks.
I got one.
Yeah.
Oh, woman duct tape during flight. Oh, Karen, this is like your porn.
All right, we got to go.
All right, later.
What's this about?
Passengers duct tape this woman to her seat.
Hot.
She apparently calmed down as the flight diverted to Charlotte, but lost control again when authorities removed her from the plane. According to an FBI special agent investigating the case, the passenger, this will not surprise you, saw Castillo having drinks at an airport bar before the flight, and she also had another drink on the plane. Apparently, as flight attendants kind of started figuring out what was happening, they stopped serving her alcohol when she became disruptive. United Airlines gave us this statement about this whole situation. The safety of our employees and customers is our top priority, and we are fully cooperating with the authorities in their investigation into this incident.
So she got fucking hammered.
You know, Mike, when you're that far up, you don't really have a lot of options on how to respond.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean,
she got duct tape. Sit down, bitch! Fucking drunk old bat.
That's what they should do, man. You get a little rowdy on a plane, duct tape the motherfucker.
And then throw loads on her?
That's what? Great, yeah. Old fucking Bukkake. Back to the Sarah Palin story. Apparently, she's a dumbass called Cameron on the Bill O'Reilly show.
And she didn't understand, McCain aides told me today, that Africa was a continent and not a country, and actually asked them, they argue, they say, if South Africa wasn't just part of a country as opposed to a country.
Wait, did he say she didn't know that black people were called Africans?
You sound like...
She thought that Africa was a country?
In the continent. They go on to say that she didn't understand the idea of American exceptionalism, a classic principle of Wilsonian doctrine that says that the United States is exceptional in the world and has therefore a very special role in leading the globe.
That's fucking kind of cocky. I didn't know about that doctrine.
About
that's fucking horseshit,
yeah.
Though. Yeah, that's crap. Some guy wrote a fucking, some sort of doctrine? Hey, we're the best.
The book is titled, Where the Shit.
Where the Shit. Make this a law. We're the shit. That's kind of fucking ballsy, don't you think?
I'm calling her right now. They're going to fucking hold her in the next 4 years, and she's gonna be running for the presidency.
I wonder why the worst of the world hates us. We got a fucking doctrine that says we're the shit. If India did that, we'd be pissed.
Why India?
Yeah, whatever. No, I'm picking on India today because they sent a satellite on a balloon up to space.
A satellite on a balloon?
Yeah, they tried to get up
on
there.
On a balloon?
Yeah, they put a lot of balloons.
Like, were they colorful balloons at least?
India had a space program. Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a bunch of balloons, get like 1,000. Call the United States, tell them to ship us 1,000 balloons. We got this hunk of fucking metal we call a satellite.
Hunk of satellite?
Hunk of satellite. We're going to try to float it to space.
What about the upper atmospheres? Won't the balloons burst?
Not according to them.
Oh, here we got another call coming in.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, fellas and Snikey.
Hey, Snikey, how are you, sir?
Yo. All right, one question. Will there ever be a day where we can hear Lunatic Radio twice a week or more?
Oh, that's a good question.
LunaticRadio.com twice a week or more. Well, according to Rock and I, there's only one day a week, and that's Sundays.
What?
Right?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Making no sense. I'm hoping, sir, we would like to, you know, obviously do the radio show as a some sort of job, a career type of thing, right? And if we had it at a job level, we would do it every day.
Well, you know what might happen? Well, you know, you know what might happen, Schnikes, with our move to our new studio? There might be chance that we could. I mean, I think at least myself might fuck around on some nights. See what Kieran looks at this more as like a real thing, which is not a bad thing. Which
Kieran's
is
delusional.
No, I don't mean like if he turns on the mics, it's got to be real. It's got to be legit. It's got to be fully produced, the whole nine yards. But with our new studio, I'm gonna have more access to the equipment. And I might just throw it on some nights just to fuck around, and who knows, maybe Kieran will come over one night. So you know, I wouldn't throw it out there that maybe just for like some live shows, some shits and giggles, we might just throw in the mics. I think with the new studio, we might have more opportunity. And who knows? You know, we'll see what happens down the road.
Even if the show is like half an hour long or something like that, we'd just love to hear more of
that,
guys.
Cool. No, I mean, we would love to. You know, like I said, with the new studio, maybe something will happen. Maybe we'll do like little half hour short versions of the show, who knows? Or maybe I'll do my little Rocket Radio Hour, which like 5 people know about, in which I play Tiffany and I sing karaoke to it. Okay, which is not, that's not a joke. I actually did that. I got hammered one night and I turned on the mics and there was like 5 people there and they laughed their asses off. So you never know, things might happen.
There you go, sir. There's your answer. Well, we'll hopefully have more shows for the people eventually. We'll see.
Yeah. Kieran needs a paycheck to do more radio.
I don't need a paycheck to do more radio. I just need it as like a...
Your ilk needs paychecks.
It's kind of like a necessity, Rock, for me. For you, it's not. For me, it is.
I understand.
And I'm not trying to be a dick about it.
My brother's asking, the new show, will that work on Mac?
Will it work on Mac?
Yes. The new show won't change anything. As far as the new studio goes, nothing will change for listeners, or the new chat service won't change anything for listeners. Everything will... Actually, it might actually improve our listenership, accessibility moving forward.
But, yeah, another element to the show will be added with the new chat room. It will be fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah. Some of the old time listeners are actually going to be familiar with it, so and they liked it. But real quick, Steikies, before we let you go, just give your website a plug for your artwork, because you know we can't thank you enough for the artwork you've done for the show.
Oh, no sweat, dude. And I plan on getting y'all guys the other stuff out after my art show. I'm just swamped with commissions right now.
So what is the website?
Wonderbros.com.
Wonderbros.com.
B-R-O-S.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. The goal of the radio show is to do it 5 days a week. Whether or not we're hired by somebody to do it 5 days a week, we'll see. But we're working on it. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean,
we'll get all the listeners to maybe mail y'all guys a few bucks or something.
Yeah, there was actually somebody on the message board who mentioned something about it. How about you guys have somebody from Canada mentioned? He's like, how about you have like an LR tax?
Leave it to Canada.
Tax the listeners so you guys can earn some money and do it more days a week. That's not exactly how I want to go about it, but we'll see. We'll see, man. We're working on it. We're working on it. Thank you for the call, sir.
Hey, one more thing. I'm sorry. Even though my brother's standing right here, he wants me to shout him out.
All
right,
go ahead.
Okay. Bye.
Wow. That's all he has.
That's it. Shout out to somebody. All right. All right, Schneikes. Keep painting those artworks. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. All right. Peace.
There you go. Holy Schneikes from Houston, I believe.
Excellent artist. Check out WonderBros.com.
He really
good
is
stuff.
A wonderful artist. He did the Kanye West bullet through the head painting. It was good. Man, I love that shit. All right, here's more Carl Cameron on the Bill O'Reilly Show talking about how... Do it live.
Well, one of the things that happened was she took a little bit of interview preparation before the Charlie Gibson ABC News interview, and by most accounts that went fairly well, although she was left a little bit irritated by some of the questions and the general reporting of that interview. But then the Katie Couric interview came, and for that she refused interview preparation. It didn't go well, and she blamed ostensibly Nicole Wallace, a senior advisor who had in fact worked for CBS with Katie Couric and had organized some of that interview, and then the rift began to really sort of unfold.
Let's get specific.
That
here.
Refusal of debate prep caused some problem.
Hmm. So apparently she was just annoying.
I don't think that's what they were saying.
Annoying and dumb, they were saying. Don't
she
be annoying
ready.
And don't be dumb.
I'm sticking with it. They needed to do something drastic, and she fit the perfect profile to do whatever they could to win an election that they realistically had no chance at doing.
Mm-hmm.
She just wasn't ready. They're going to hone her now over the next 4 years, and she's going to run for president. Mark my words!
So we got Barack Obama as president. We'll see how he does. Pretty cool, man. There you go.
Yeah, I think it was a very, very stirring election night watching that from the comfort of my home.
It was
pretty wild. I couldn't believe the tens of thousands of people that were there in that
people
in
cheering in the fucking streets and
Times
shit.
Square, Harlem, of course, went bananas and pajamas.
I loved it because they all think they're gonna get not all. I'm just saying some
free KFC.
There's some
free watermelons.
There's some. No, I'm not saying that. Rock, Jesus Christ. Can you be a little bit more racist, stereotypical?
That's what you were going to say.
No,
I
was
kind of jumping to.
I was just saying some people. There are some people out there who think they're going to get free gas and Obama's going to buy them a house.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
South Park did a pretty funny. I got to give credit to South Park the way they turn around episodes. They, Wednesday night, they had the new South Park and they did a whole thing on the election. I don't know how the hell they do it, but anyways. Mm-hmm. Stan's dad was like going nuts and he's just screaming, "We're change! This is gonna bring so much change!" He's just going berserk. And they're like, "What's gonna happen? It doesn't matter, but we're gonna have change!" And he's like telling, like, he sees this boss in the street and he's got the Obama shirt on. And, you know, Stan's dad goes up to him and he's like, "Fuck you! I'm sick of your ways. You know why? Because it's time for change!"
Yeah.
And the boss is like, "But I voted for Obama too." He just gives him the finger. It's great.
Let me hear this though. Wednesday morning, Rock, as a white man. When you got up and went to work, with the knowledge in your head, that was an African American leading his country.
Yes.
Did you feel a little weird?
No!
Come on.
You see?
This is not racist.
You are so racist.
I'm not racist at all. I'm just saying it didn't feel negatively odd. It just felt different. It felt different.
I did it to me. Didn't to me.
Other than, you know, back in 04 and 2000, and even when Bill Clinton was elected, I didn't have those feelings.
You needed a white man in the president to feel comfortable. That's what you're saying.
It felt a little different.
You are so racist.
It's not racist. It just felt different.
I don't think so.
I love Brock. I voted for the motherfucker. And he's not a motherfucker. I just voted for him.
You just called your president a motherfucker. Like yeah, that too, man. Motherfucker.
Word up.
I think it's great.
I love a president.
I personally, I'll say this right now, I'm not expecting too much to change. Everyone's going bananas as there's going to be these huge changes. I don't think so.
This is our president
right
here. I
don't think so.
This is our president.
Yes, have some.
Where's the... Where's
wow,
the
you here? Just completely trashed our president.
Here it is, here it is.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
Yeah, that's a prison.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me.
Yeah. He says this shit.
You ain't my bitch, nigga.
That's him at a press conference.
Do you not know who I am? He must not know who I am. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. I'm going to hit you with your own pimp.
Tell me we wouldn't be treated different if we was white. Or Japanese.
What about the president?
Or
hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Cousin Rob.
Rob!
Hey, Cousin Rob!
Cousin Rob!
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Resident pharmacist.
Yeah, you're the smartest guy on the phone.
Oh, Jesus. That's scary. I just have to call and thank you since you're discussing Obama.
Yes.
You know, you swung my vote because I was heavily divided here. I was like, well, who's going to deliver on the issues? And I said, wait a minute, the size of the hammer.
Cousin
Rob! Exactly. We got a big dick in the White House now. Come on,
exactly.
It's good stuff.
Big swinging dicks.
He's going to deliver.
Yes, that's what she said.
Absolutely.
Rob, you're coming to bar night, right?
I will be there.
That's right.
Yeah, bar night,
with
November 15th.
Yes, I will be there at Dusk Lounge, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
at 8 o'clock, thereabouts.
Rob, tell us a joke, please.
Yeah, one joke before you leave.
Oh, yeah. How do you get a dead baby out of a blender?
I don't know, Rob. How?
Tortillas.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right. And with that, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Drunk calls, and we got an incest story for the people. It's good stuff. Back right after this.
November 15th is bar night. You should be there. Don't be gay. It's a lot of fun. Just when you think it's done.
No.
We keep drinking some more. It's Dust Clown True. That's where we drink and have lots of fun. Dust Clown, ooh. 147 West 24th Street at Dust Lounge. Ooh. It's at 8 p.m. or around then. Don't forget, it's in Manhattan. Just try to be there with your Dust Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street, Dust Lounge. Ooh. 147 West 24th Street, Dust Lounge. Don't forget, it's November 15th, and don't die. Dust Lounge.
Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish, who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends, and she has, like,
right.
low self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on, and you read her little bio about herself, and whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio iTunes podcast comedy category. Because we're...
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Hi, this is Ray. Join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, live every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on U Broadcast Sports Channel 100. And don't forget, check out the website, thesportsbuffet.com, and you can check out all our podcasts at tpsradio.net.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Anthony and Jeremy. WordPress.com.
Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, Channel 200, The Anthony and Jeremy Radio Show on the broadcast.
Speaking of psychiatrists, I had some issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what were those issues, Jeremy?
Your daddy beat you. Your daddy hit you.
I will do the fucking spot right now. I am Steve-O, and this is... No, dude, I'm Steve-O, and this, and I am fucking Lunatic Radio, dude.
It's LunaticRadio.com. And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
To me, coming from you, friend is a four-letter word.
Yeah.
Oh, this end is the only cake. Part of the word that I heard.
It is good.
Call
song.
Me morbid or absurd, but to me, coming from you.
LunaticRadio.com show, Kid Rock. Show to end the show a little bit early tonight because apparently the Unholy Matrimony show follows us on the U-Broadcast, Channel 200, doing a three-hour extravaganza tonight. Anniversary extravaganza, right?
Yes, that's the rumor going around.
So we're getting out of here 15 minutes early today. Thank you, Rory and Lauren Carr, for the shortened show. What are they doing on their anniversary show? Talking about stuff.
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah,
I gotta call in, actually.
You gotta call in to the show?
Yeah. I gotta do that.
It's gonna be fun, Rock. Anniversary show.
I'm gonna do it from Tuesdays.
Ruby Tuesdays.
I really am.
As you're scarfing down some onion, French onion soup.
I love them, but, we gotta get out of here, so.
Yeah.
We gotta go to meetings.
Things gotta end, right? By the way, if you're a student and you're applying to college, there was a survey done that at least 10% of admissions offices check out the Facebook and MySpace pages of college applicants. So don't put anything wacky on there if you're applying to Harvard and you got a Facebook or MySpace page that pretty much says, I like to bang preteens. Don't put that on your MySpace page because you won't get admitted to Harvard. Just a interesting story that I found in the apparently wasn't that interesting. Thank you. By the way, Rock, incest, it's one of them problems they have in Ottawa.
No way! Ottawa?
Ottawa.
Are you serious?
Has problems
our
with
favorite
the,
city?
The incest. An unnamed 50-year-old man from Ottawa, Canada, Rock, was found guilty of forcing his 18-year-old daughter to have sex with him by assaulting her with a baseball bat and holding a knife to her throat. Now, that is a little odd. That's strange behavior, but I will go out on the limb to say that that's pretty commonplace in Ottawa. Because Ottawa, as you know, if you listen to old school tapes of this radio program, we have figured out that Ottawa is only open certain hours of the day.
Yes.
It closes down like your everyday mom and pop mini mart.
Or video store.
Right, it's open from 9 a.m., closes maybe around 6. And on those off hours, the city of Ottawa, the capital of Canada, right? Isn't it the capital?
I believe so.
Yeah. It closes down.
It's got to.
Off hours.
Last one out, got to shut the lights.
Lock up shop.
Got to do it. Switch the sign from open to closed.
Now, apparently on those off hours, Ottawa gets a little frisky-disky. People of Ottawa, the 2-3 people that are there. A little frisky. The victim, who testified behind a screen to avoid looking at her father, said the offenses occurred between November 27, 2005 and December 31st, 2006. She left to get an abortion when it was found that her father had impregnated her in the off hours while Ottawa was closed.
Wow.
Doesn't say that about being closed, Ottawa being closed,
oh.
But she did get impregnated by the father who
holy
was holding
crap.
A who was pretty much
holy crap.
Hitting her with a baseball bat and holding a knife to her throat. Mm.
Also known as the Kieran maneuver.
And now here's where it gets a little stranger. The victim and her sister came from the Congo.
What? 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 The Congo? Oh, my goodness. They're apes.
Whoever comes from the Congo.
Yeah, like, oh, where'd you grow up? The Congo?
Yeah.
What is that on your MySpace page? Hometown, Congo.
This family lives in the strangest places ever.
What the? Who says that?
Yeah, I live in the Congo with my mother. My dad lives in Ottawa, Canada.
What a fucking weird.
So you know the family's a little strange. The victim and his sister came from the Congo to live with their father in 2005. He would threaten her with a baseball bat in order to get her to drink whiskey and told her that he would show her. He would threaten her to drink whiskey, right? And told her that he would show her how a woman should act and love a man.
Wow! Wowie, wowie, wow, wow.
Little this strange.
This guy just wanted to... What the hell? What the hell? What is wrong with people?
I don't know, Rock.
Ottawa off hours is crazy.
Ottawa off hours, a little nuts.
Holy jeez.
Show me how you suck a guy's cock. Show me with your mouth. Show me with your mouth.
Yeah, a little strange.
Oh, my God.
It is a little strange. Oh, boy.
Sherry. Mom, we hear you.
Yeah, apparently Mom wasn't there. She was in the Congo. What the heck? Looking for mango.
Had quick wit. The Congo.
It's a little strange, right? And why does it have to happen? Why does this strange shit have to happen in Ottawa? Ottawa takes so much shit. It's just like North Dakota.
God, is the weirdest.
I'm sure the people
ever.
In Canada are trying to get rid of Ottawa, too.
Gun to head, which would you rather take, Ottawa or North Dakota?
Gun to head had to pick one to live in?
Yeah, to live in, yes.
I'm going with Ottawa because I know it's closed.
It's closed.
North Dakota, unfortunately, is open all the time.
Just...
Ottawa, I know. The city of Ottawa closes down at 6.
There's tumbleweed in North Dakota. Enough said. Wow, Ottawa. So, after hours. Mm-hmm. Lights were off in Ottawa. Don't forget, yeah, when you leave Ottawa, you got to shut the lights off.
By the way, apparently the Buffalo Bills fans are very interested in the Buffalo Bills. Because...
Wait, the Buffalo Bills fans are very interested in the Buffalo Bills?
They are.
That's why they're fans.
They're dedicated to their football team.
Okay. Why?
And proof positive last week during the Buffalo Bill Jet, New York football Jet game.
Yeah.
Some of the fans took it upon themselves to go have sex in the bathroom.
They had... The Buffalo Bill fans had sex in the Buffalo Bills... Bathroom.
Bathroom in the stadium.
Yeah, like the fans. You know, yeah,
dedicated fans.
All right.
No need to root on a team anymore. Let's go have sex.
I hope they had the, their little hand sanitizer.
Way to go, people in Buffalo. There's another fucking
city. They couldn't wait till they get home?
Yeah,
did you really have to have sex there?
Yeah.
It's a little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
A little nasty.
Yeah.
People pee all over the place.
Buffalo Bill fans.
Why?
We didn't work on selling North Dakota?
Why not?
Trying to get that fucker out of here.
Just dislodge it.
Where are we at on that? That should be like a prop. Prop something. Proposition something.
Yeah, Prop 8 was for the gays. So
Proposition, let's get this fucking done. That's what it should be. Proposition 9, let's get this fucking shit done.
Right next
North
to
Dakota,
8.
Out.
Get it done with.
Where was that proposition on election night? I would have voted the shit out of that. Would have voted the motherfucking shit
out
of
it. Why did it take 2 days or even more, 3 days for Missouri to get decided on what the fucking final vote count was? What the fuck happened in Missouri?
Huh? Yeah, I heard you. I don't know.
Why? And North Carolina took close to 2. I don't understand. Why can't we do this over
the
internet?
You know why it took a long time to get the votes from Missouri?
Because they were jerking off.
Because when you actually went to the place of voting, the voting stations, whatever they are.
Booths?
Yeah, they don't have booths and they don't have ballots. You come in and say, hey, I'm Joey somebody. I'm registered to vote, and they give you a blank sheet of paper with a pencil, and you make a dash. You make a dash. It takes a while to count up all the dashes.
That's a lot of dashes.
You put 4 dashes in a line through, you know, takes a while.
I wanted the Sequoia. Did you get to use the Sequoia system? I didn't.
By the way,
I thought my district was supposed to have the Sequoia system. It's only for the handicap. I wanted to use the puff and sip.
By the way,
we could puff and sip. But I couldn't, because I had to use the old-fashioned clicking thing. I wanted a Sequoia system. I would ask for the puff and sip.
It didn't take a while to get the votes from North Dakota.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
You know, I completely didn't, because I had another point I wanted to make.
Sorry, okay, go.
The vote count in Ohio, North Dakota?
Yes?
16.
Stop!
16. They were quick to get the votes out.
They did it. They got it done in like an hour.
16.
They actually brought the booth to everyone's house because they figured it would be easier. They just like, pick. Let's get this done with.
Fucking North Dakota. Just go away. Just go. Why are you here?
I don't understand its purpose.
We don't understand why North Dakota is in this country.
Sell it to Dubai. Let him build a park.
No one wanted you in the first place.
Oh, it's like the redheaded stepchild thing. It's like, ugh, there's...
You're a hack of a state that stole South Dakota's name. You want to be, make it your own, ooh, make it your own. We'll put North in front of it. Yeah,
so original.
Assholes.
Seriously, why'd they have to make it two states? When Joey Dakota settled there, did he really need to have two? Couldn't he just make it one?
Yeah, and call it like Big Daddy's Dakota.
Big Dick Dakota?
Just call it Dakota.
Yeah, Dakota.
We sell trucks.
Did you really need North and South?
You know what they should do? Get rid of the borders. You know, just make it, you know, a car dealership. We sell. That's the place you go to buy a Dodge Dakota.
Ah, see? That makes sense. Look
big.
At you.
You can take all the Dodge Dakotas around the country and just throw them into the Dakotas.
Shittiest thing
and make
ever.
It like a big fucking car lot. Do something with the fucking states. South Dakota, I'll give you a pass, all right? Because you're South.
What does that mean?
South means warm to me, because I live in a northern state.
Oh, I see. So South means warm. I guess. Yeah. All right.
So, there's some interest there. And there is a fucking city in South Dakota, right?
Pierre, or is that North Dakota?
Fucking shit.
Bismarck?
Bismarck, South Dakota. No, North Dakota. What's in North Dakota, other than...
Trees and dirt. It's aggravating, isn't it? To figure out something to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Drunk Cole Hotline, everybody.
Oh!
Don't get too excited.
I won't.
Drunk Cole Hotline, 206-202-LOON, 206-202-5666. This is when our listener go out and get hammered. Instead of calling their boyfriends, girls, from moms and dads, husbands and wives, they call us with the drunken ramblings. Here's the first one. It comes from across the pond, as we like to say. Cockney Tony.
Hello, America. This is Cockney Tony. My mate has just turned the telly off, which means we can't watch Roy Jones Jr. kick Joe Calvizaghi's ass. In which case, Kieran, you're gay. Rocket, your sideburns are uneven. Oh. Joss, you look like a cancer victim. And Heidi, you're welfare. Slater!
Well
nice.
Done. Well done, Drunk Call, sir.
Look at that!
He insulted every member of the LunaticRadio.com show.
I like that.
And Heidi. There you go. Well done.
Poor Heidi.
Here's Dave from Connecticut.
Dave! I don't know.
Lunatic Radio, what's up? This is Dave from Connecticut. So I just sent out for a t-shirt. You guys, freaking Karen, man, you fucking sent me a t-shirt. Fucking Anvil, nice quality shirt, tear-off tag, dude.
Send me a shout-out.
Yeah, there you go. You got a t-shirt there. Nice. I sent the man a t-shirt. We have the t-shirts available if you want, would like one. Send us a mailbag, pay the postage to Lunatic Radio, P.O. Box 481, Whiting River, New York, 11792. Include your size, and if we have it in stock, we'll send it right out to you, sir.
I just want to say thanks for the t-shirt. I'm getting some advertising for you done down here.
Thank you.
Advertising.
Yeah.
Down the Kennedy Shoreline. Just fucking chilling out here. My wife. Yeah, I've had a couple drinks.
It's good. Chocolate.
Yeah. Call me back.
All All right, there you go.
Did he say call me back?
I don't know. I think so.
I'll finish this when you call me back.
Here's another one from Dave from CT, but I think it's his wife.
Hey, this is Jay from Connecticut, CT's wife.
Oh, is it Jay?
He raves about your show.
Radio!
Nice.
He raves about your show constantly.
Why?
He wears around his shirt every single day. I don't even think he's washed it yet. Anyway, here we are on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, Connecticut Eastern Standard Time.
She's drunk.
Totally schnockered.
Hold on. Does that mean Connecticut has time zones? Like, different time zones? Connecticut Eastern Standard Time.
Wow. You're ready for dinner. I can tell.
I really am.
Waiting for your response to his last call.
She wants to show you her nipples.
Yeah, they're not pierced, but they're nipples. Anyway... Wow. Here we are, hanging out,
waiting to hear from you guys.
Wearing our black lunaticradio.com t-shirt
yes.
that he received in the mail.
Life is a gun.
With a $6 postage stamped envelope.
I gotta fit in with the guys. I gotta call my wife a cunt.
I got nothing to say, so we'll talk to you later.
All right. There you go.
Good night. Bye-bye.
There you go. There's Jane and Tom. No, Jane and Dave from Connecticut who are enjoying some alcoholic beverages and sporting the lunaticradio.com t-shirt. Good stuff, people.
I like that. And you know what I like to add to this? That little call to the other people out there?
Yes.
Please help. Tell a friend. Like, tell someone about our show. Someone that you think might like it or, you know, is into, you know, checking out talk radio or internet, whatever. You know, help spread the word, you know? Like, that's something we don't really talk enough about.
Right.
We appreciate everybody listening. And if there's, like, one tiny little thing to help the show would be, like, just spread the word about our show. And, you know, just let people know who might be interested in us and our stupid little... banters that we do for 3 or so hours every week. Just spread
banter.
The word. Tell your friends, man, and let them know, you know? We appreciate it. We really do.
Here's Fat Amos.
Yeah, this is Fat Amos from down in Kentucky. Just listening to last week's show. Unfortunately, I didn't catch it live. But I would have told you to check out Chasey Lane Save the World for your Halloween porn needs.
Chasey Lane, she's kind of hot. But I'm trying to get this fucking Halloween porn. I want to see Halloween porn. Even though it's not Halloween anymore, I'm on the Halloween porn kick.
Apparently, fucking zombies is a good time. I couldn't actually sit and watch the whole fucking thing because it was pretty retarded. But, yeah, lots of zombies. And apparently the way to cure a zombie is to get them to come without you yourself blowing a load.
Sounds like a good porn.
There you go. Put it on your fucking itinerary for next year and have a blast.
Brock, do you think they have this such thing as like Thanksgiving porn? I want like porn for all the holidays.
Oh,
so I'm in
nice.
That festive mood. You know, Thanksgiving comes around. I want like
chick dressed up in a little turkey outfit.
Yeah, she serves a turkey. And the guy's like, I don't want to eat turkey tonight, babe. I know it's Thanksgiving.
I want to eat you? Is that what she wants to say?
I want to show you what I'm thankful for.
He doesn't want turkey. He wants roast beef.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a little stuffing. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a better line.
Mm-hmm.
See, I like that.
And he puts a little like turkey baster thing. Not a baster. The little popping.
Oh, it's like the baster up
her ass? What's that little popping thing that comes out of the turkey?
Popping? What, the thermometer?
Yeah, whatever it is. It pops out.
Yeah, that means
tells
it
tells you the turkey.
Done.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that?
Puts it on the girl's ass.
Stop it.
Yeah, it makes the porn fun.
I like the whole baster
thing. As he's banging her.
No, that's dangerous.
And he's about the climax, the little popper thing will come out and it'll be a little comedy gold inside the porno. You know what I mean?
So she's not really doing it. Maybe they'll simulate it. Because that could be dangerous. Honestly, that could be a little dangerous.
Thanksgiving porn. Next job
for the
listeners out there. Is there Thanksgiving porn?
Because
I'd love to watch it.
Are you buying the Belladonna's Got Herpes thing?
I heard that Belladonna, we had her on the radio show. She's got herpes and she's retiring from porn. I don't know.
Is that true?
Somebody put that on the message board. It looked like a legit story.
Can we ask her that?
Or was that what they posted? Belladonna?
Yeah.
We should ask her. She's one of those...
Is that, like, rude? I don't know.
She's one of them chicks, those porn chicks that have, put her name on the map, like that Jenna Jameson and Tara Patrick. You know, you got Belladonna. She's right up there in that class of porn star. We should get her on the program and ask her if she's retiring, because it is... I mean, she's got a legion of fans. She's got many, many, many fans out there. And, fuck. I'm sure they'll all be disappointed. Should ask her right up. Belladonna.
Send her a MySpace message. See what kind of reaction you get.
Mm-hmm. Here's Jake from CA.
Lunatic Radio, this is Jake from CA, and it's my first time calling in. Listening in since, like, February. My neighbor, C, from CEO, got me into it. Anyway, probably not as drunk as I could be. I was drinking with my parents earlier, which is always awesome when you're 22 and employed. But anyway, first thing I wanted to say, I was watching TV, and they talked about Nayland Palin, and I had to call in. They did a little, I don't know, some shitty-ass local station, and did a little bit on it. And Lisa, whatever the fuck her name is, who did the acting, just wanted to say it's awesome. And I'm glad that I saw it on your, or heard it on your show first. You guys rock.
Hey, bye. Look at that. We did something productive. Of course, it was revolving around porn, but nonetheless.
Well, we mentioned that there was a porno made about Sarah Palin and how she's getting nailed. But, yeah, whatever. Nailing
what?
Palin. By the way, do you know that prank call we made, we played last week?
Yeah,
from
the French guys.
The French guys?
Yeah.
I actually didn't have all the audio. They
no,
actually,
didn't.
They actually, towards the end of that prank call, they mentioned Nailing Palin. They yeah. asked her, they asked Sarah Palin on the phone, hey, we enjoyed you in Nailing Palin, or something along those lines, which is pretty funny, and you got to give them props for that. Two radio guys from Canada. Pretty cool. Here's Just Jim.
Wait, hold on. They're in, or they're because you're talking about the holiday porn.
Holiday porn.
So they're suggesting other types of porn, like Easter porn.
Easter porn.
Flag Day porn, which would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, people fucking flags.
Yom Kippur porn. So you have like Jewish chicks. What is this Easter porn? Jesus jerks using his hand holes. What? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means.
Hanukkah
Boxing
porn.
Day porn.
Hanukkah porn would be good.
Yeah. Oh,
well, a good porn would be out there. Kwanzaa porn is what I want to see. Secretary's Day porn. Arbor Day porn?
Secretary's porn is easy. Secretary's Day porn. Speak.
That's what I said.
No, I didn't say it. Oh. I was like,
President's Day porn? Well, we're going to see that with Barack Obama. I'm sure he's going to be celebrating with some fine-ass hoes in the...
Holla!
Yeah, word up.
He'd be throwing... He should have came out, like I said this, when he came out to deliver his acceptance speech, he should have came out to, it was a good day. The Ice Cube classic.
Today was a good day.
Did he have to use his AK? Come on!
Yeah, today was a good day. I think as a goof, Obama should just put a weight set and a couch on the front lawn of the White House. Just as a goof, like April Fool's Day. When April Fool's Day comes around, you know, just throw a couch and a weight set. A little bench press right on the front lawn. It'd be funny. Psych, you know? You've been punked. Get it? I don't know.
Leaving you
Here's
there.
Just Jim. Thanks,
Rob.
Good
job.
Howdy. Hi, guys. It's Jim. And I got two more stops to go, and I'm three sheets to the wind. It's a nice feeling. Stayed up with my wife last night, watched the presidential erection, and shed a few tears. Tears of joy. I don't support a fucking third term. I'm not a redneck racist asshole, so... I'm not a young guy, at least, but I like to think that I'm with the fucking time. So if you voted for John McCain, you lose. You lose.
You lose.
John McCain. People didn't want John McCain in the White House. Yeah, there you go. Did you see John McCain's session speech there? When he mentioned Barack Obama's name and people were booing?
I know. It's
what do you
fucking,
do?
It's turned into wrestling. We talked about this.
Yeah, it's idiocracy,
it fucking
dude. It
wrestling.
Really is.
Like, the heel. Obama was the heel in this match.
By the way, I was watching the Bill Maher show because, I don't know, I just flicked it on. And he's got his panel there. And he was talking about Sarah Palin and how, you know, the whole story about people think she's stupid now and she didn't know that Africa was a fucking continent, not a country, this and that. He mentioned, he said something along the lines that we're trying to put people in office. It's idiocracy.
Ah!
Like, fuck.
Fucko!
Stop.
Well, was he referencing, well, is that an actual word, idiocracy?
I know it's a movie.
Is that a state of being an idiot?
Hey, I don't know.
Idiocracy. I don't know. Or was he? If he was referencing the movie, then fuck him.
Well, it's the United States of Idiocracy. That's what the name of this country is going to be. Here is Rich Mahogany.
Yay!
Hey, fuck you. You know who it is. I'm stupid. I'm drunk. Fuck you. I'm out.
Oh, there you go.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's gotten to this point with his calls. You know who it is?
Prima Donna.
It's Cocky Mahogany now.
Cocky Mahogany.
I like it, though. I like where he's going. I like his head.
Self-important Mahogany.
You know what? He deserves. He can do whatever he wants, man. Yes. Rich Mahogany.
Yeah, he is. Cancer of funny.
That's why he fits in with us.
He's the best. Here is Statler from Boston.
Hey, Lunatic Radio.
Wow,
it's Statler from Boston. Actually calling you from Boston this time. I'm at home for a few days, having a good time, drinking a few whiskeys and making some ginger cookies and listening to you guys while I'm doing it. So got a great show going. Love what I'm hearing. And fuck. I cook. Out.
There you go. Love the radio
there's
show.
There's nothing wrong with cooking.
Apocalypse porn. Now, that would be weird.
Rich McCockney.
Now,
sarcastic prick. That's good. Rich McCockney.
Groundhog Day porn.
Now, hey! Like you keep on doing the same sex scene over and over again? Like the movie?
Yeah, that would be good.
Dude, we gotta do it! Trademark! It's ours!
That'd be,
radio.
Yeah, that'd be a great porno movie. Groundhog Day. Just a remake of the movie Groundhog Day with the...
Fucking porn.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Same fucking sex scene over and over again.
Here is Wild Hawk.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's the Wild Hawk. Letting you know that flying from Chicago to Japan is actually safer than flying to... Japan from, like, Washington or California or something. Because instead of going west from Chicago, you're flying north over Canada and the Arctic. You know, so, there's more land to fly over, more places to land. And, you know, stop giving Josh shit about flying to Japan from Chicago. He knows what he's doing. He's fucking Josh Gogan. All right. I'm the Wild Hawk, and I'm lunaticradio.com. Whatever.
He needs out sound, like a hawk, like flying by. I'm Wild Hawk. You know, whatever a hawk sound.
There you go.
Can't do it.
I'm not going to produce the drunk calls.
Produce sound effects for drunk calls. Yeah. Why not?
Tombstone Mike.
Oh, boy.
Put on your laughing hat.
Get your popcorn bucket ready.
We end every show with Tombstone Mike and his thoughts, I guess.
Now the sound.
Yo, hold on.
Before I play, it's Two Stone Mike in his thought, which takes 4 minutes to get out.
I fucking chilling out here on a Friday evening. A nice cold, I'm guessing it might be in the 50s.
Is he giving us a weather update?
It's fucking cold for me, man. I was out here fucking in my shorts, my flip-flops, and my t-shirt. And I just couldn't hang, man. I had to put on some actual pants and, somewhat of a sweatshirt. And still keep sporting the flip-flops, keeping it easy and living life to the fullest. Just calling in, just rambling on so that you guys can dog on me. It's fucking great. there's got to be some, I was sitting here in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, my dog recognized me. Yeah, because I was wearing that lunaticradio.com t-shirt. And my dog recognized me, man. He went nuts, man. He was like, oh, fucking hey, man, you're wearing a Lunatic Radio shirt. And he just went...
Is he doing bits now?
No, let him go. He's going all right.
Crazy, man. He started dropping a load on the grass, man. It was nuts. So you've got another listener. He recognized me in my own backyard. It's fucking crazy how many listeners you guys have. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the next time... that I call, it will be another rambling message. So
it's all right.
Because I'm drunk and I have nothing to say. I've exhausted all my other telephone numbers and Lunatic Radio just came up next. So that's it. Hope you guys survived the economy, crazy downturn, and Obama. Yeah, Obama. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's it. Obama.
Right.
Obama fucking rocks, man.
What do you got to say?
I think he's going to kill the racism card.
He's going to kill the racism card.
That's the thing about having a black president.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to kill the racism card. No longer will we be considered the white devil. Although I have never been considered a racist, but
Karen is.
You know, I think,
not a racist, right?
For the most part, black people are starting to come around. Well, whatever. Dude, see,
what is that?
I talk before I think, but I was watching the Denver Broncos, Cleveland Browns.
What the hell?
This is actually making a point.
All right.
And if you were watching that game, Brandon Marshall, the receiver for the Broncos, was going to bust out a glove.
Right, I heard about that.
Which he said was going to represent black power.
Really?
In which
he
was going to bust out a glove that had a, you know, it was black on one side, white on the other side, signifying unity
right
between the races.
Mm-hmm.
Although that's only, you know, black and white, and we have freaking, you know, Mexicans, Asians, which are fucking hot as hell, and all other, you know, Indian, all this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, whatever, take it as it is, I think it's going to unify the nation. No more fucking the white dude feeling weird wearing around a Shaq O'Neal jersey because he's black, so whatever. Have fun on the show.
You
probably have about 18 minutes left, and then I'll be listening to the hotties of the week, in which I'll still say Tara Patrick, because he's Asian and fucking smoke it later.
All right.
All right, you covered a lot of things there in a drunk call there, Two Stone Mike. Apparently, Two Stone Mike believes that because Obama's elected president, the president-elect, racism will go bye-bye. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case, but cool, man. Whatever. People talking about it now. People are calming down. People are looking at each other and saying, hey, you know what? That guy bleeds the same color, man. We're the same, dude. Even though his skin's brown and mine's white. Or whatever. Vice versa. You know who we should start a new race war against? The
race war!
Eskimos. Because we don't like the Eskimos.
Fucking Eskimos!
Fucking Eskimos.
Obama doesn't like them.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, there you go. Thought I had the clip lined up, but I didn't. I'm still trying to get this fucking Halloween.
You really want to play this because you want to fucking jerk off, don't you? Fucking weirdo.
Right now, Rock. That's
did you actually jerk off to it last night?
Halloween porn?
Yes.
No, I couldn't get it.
I thought you just couldn't get it for the show.
No, I couldn't get it.
I thought you liked watching it last night.
No, I couldn't get it.
What were you watching last night? Because obviously I knew you were jerking off because you had the fucking lube there.
Oh, on the new greatest website that was given to us by Tombstone Mike?
Yeah.
I believe it was a thing called, it was a point called Hot Chicks. That's it.
Stop it.
It was named Hot Chicks.
Are you kidding me? Are they running out of ideas? It was like chicks on screen. That fuck.
I had a thought in my head. I put it into the search. Apparently, there's a series of pornos called Hot Chicks. And it gave me what I wanted. Chicks.
Are they getting banged? Like,
what? Yeah.
Oh, I don't... Dude, when you say hot... Well, I'm not saying you, but when they have a porn called Hot Chicks, like, what the hell goes on?
Well, I figured, you know, it's a porn site. There would be hot chicks being banged.
I don't know. Like squirting, you know what they're doing.
Right, I don't watch that.
You don't watch the squirting?
No.
You don't like that?
But there are...
I don't understand that. It's, like, weird to me.
There are many porn series out there. There's not, like, just... Like, you make a good porn, right? You throw it out. Let's say, chicks that like to bang trees.
Wait a minute.
Say the first, that one sells out. That porno sells out.
Okay, banging trees.
You know that in about 6 months, there'll be 16 sequels.
Oh, of course.
It's ridiculous.
Of course.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say, why can't you give out the site? You don't want to give out the site?
No, you know why? Because it's such a good thing, I just don't want to ruin it. All right, the name of the site, I'll give it out. That's fine.
Yeah.
No one's going to get our codes, but I just don't want our codes getting out.
No, I understand.
Videobox.com.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool site, the way they have it worked out, because you can actually view the movies via the Flash Player, but you could actually cut the scenes if you want, if you don't want to watch it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Videobox.com, great porno site. And
see, I'm all about the setup, so I need the beginning.
And I'll stand behind this statement: we are not addicted to porn, but it is a necessity.
We use it for research for the
show.
For
middle-aged men to have porno because it puts you right to sleep.
It is
telling you
it's like
I'm not the
nightcap.
Only one.
It's a nightcap. Some guys like brandy, other guys like porn. It's understandable.
Mm-hmm. It's better. It's a pay service, but it's great. Yeah. It's an endless library of entertainment.
And they're full videos. The resolution is pretty damn good.
And not only if you click on, like, because it gives you a bunch of movie boxes, like the artwork.
The Amory cases.
And you click on them and it shows you, it breaks down scene by scene.
Yeah.
And if you want to choose to watch like a certain scene, you can flick through it frame by frame. Unbelievable, man.
You're never leaving your house.
Videobox.com.
You're never leaving
your
house.
What is outside? I don't get this concept.
You got porn and dip. That's all you
need. Hey, I went to the theater with Ben Stiller last night.
Yeah, you're
born. See how the story changes? I went with Ben. Crystal called me up.
Crystal. BC, you call him. BC.
Yeah, Piven gave me a ring. Was just like, can you do me a favor and come watch my play? And I was like, all right, Piv.
You're the crap pack. You, Piven, Crystal, and Stiller.
Mm-hmm. Draws.
Draws.
I knew him as Draws for most of his career.
It's one of my favorite
movies.
The
guy's been
time.
An actor for like 35 years.
Fucking favorite movies of all
He's
time.
He's an old dude, too, Jeremy Piven, I think. He's in his 40s.
I was going to say 38.
He looks young, but he's been around forever.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Unholy Matrimony Show is coming up at the top of the hour. Rock and I are going to do the hotties of the week and call it a night. Big 3-hour extravaganza. Do they do the podcasting thing too? The Unholy Matrimony people?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so you'll have a 3-hour extravaganza tonight as we do the live broadcast. Rory asked me to end our show early so he can begin his 3-hour broadcast right at 8 o'clock, which is coming up shortly. So we're going to end early today to allow Rory to get set up for the 3-hour. Unholy Matrimony anniversary show.
Should be good. I'm actually calling in on it. So if there's a reason to listen, it might be because I'm on it.
It won't be because of Ryan's
kidding,
calling.
Kidding. Kidding.
I know.
I know you are. If you're like, oh, you fucking asshole.
Hotties of the week. Here we go.
Do you
want to
fuck me?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
How do you want me?
Go away, Peyton.
Hottie of the week time, everybody. Just want to pick a chick from World Entertainment. Steamer the hottie of the week. Rock just.
I got excited.
Blew the thought out of my head. Anyway. Isolate that one. I didn't mean to say it that way.
Oh, God.
All right. Hottie of the week time.
We lose.
As we pick a chick from the World Entertainment, Demon of Hottie of the Week. Point of the segment, do every week. This is how we end the show, everybody. So you people in the chat room, post your hotties. We'll read them off. Eve Lawrence goes... Cockney Tony. Eve Lawrence. Porn star extraordinaire. That's his hottie of the week. Rock, who's your hottie?
I'm cheating. I was going to take the Mad Men broad from Beat the Plow.
Yeah.
But I'm going with Kelly Hazel. The fucking chick that I kept on flashing on the video chat room monitor thing. That chick's built. She is built.
You know who I'm going to go with? By the way, Keely, Cousin Rob, yeah.
He's going with her, too.
Bomb Hamptons is Danielle Lloyd. Who's that?
I'm going to look her up right now.
So, dude, that's my bike, Lois Lane. Wow, Danielle Lloyd is hot.
Big winner.
That is a big winner. Who is that? Is she a porn star? Is she a porn star?
I don't know. Danielle, Wikipedia. Here we go.
If she's a porn star.
Born in 83.
Yeah, she's English fashion.
English fashion.
Crap.
It's English fashion. She's like Keely Hazel. Why are
2007
like
series
that?
Of Celebrity Big Brother. All right. Apparently she's... I'm going to go with actress Chloe Sevigny. I can't say her last name. She's on that show, what is it? About the fucking shit?
Joey TV show.
Yeah, she's on the Joey TV show at HBO.
Paul's going with Kristen Bell. Excellent choice. Shikies is going with Jabba the Hutt because he's trying to be funny. I don't know.
Shikies is the new Mahogany.
I'm thinking.
That's what I'm going with. She's kind of cute. I like her acting, too. She's pretty good. All right, word up, everybody. Bar Night, November 15th. At Dusk Lounge in Manhattan.
She was grossing kids.
All right.
Bar night.
Josh will be back next week.
Oh.
You want a t-shirt? mail us a mailbag. P.O. Box, Lunatic Radio, P.O. Box, 481, Winning River, New York, 11792.
I'm going to get wrecked next weekend. So's Kieran. Are we going to cuddle?
What? I'm not really getting that hammered at porn night. Because I get hammered at every porn night.
And you say that.
It's about change, Rock. Change.
Change!
See you guys next week.
We're cuddling.
Later.